Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 2 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for another matchup between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and your Colorado Rockies. Wednesday night baseball as these two teams continue their series, and last night on the 4th of July, a very interesting ending as the Grizzlies, in front of a sellout crowd of 11,076, the largest crowd in the California League this season, the Grizzlies walked off on the San Jose Giants 5-4 in 10 innings. The Red Hot Grizzlies improved to 12-2 in their last 14 games, 22-5 in their last 27 contests. Fresno enjoyed their sixth walk-off win of the year, which came on a balk in the bottom of the 10th. Parker Kelly scored the winning run, moving Fresno to 6-1 in extras, a 4-0 mark at home. The Grizzlies evened up the season series with the Giants at 8 games apiece and have now won 3 in a row against their division foe. Since 2005, Fresno is now 509-9 on the 4th of July. Skylar Messenger offensively finished a triple shy of the cycle, the only Grizzlies player to relish a multi-hit and RBI game. So with the victory last night, the Grizzlies are now at 45-31, a 9-1 record here in the second half. That is the second best record in all of minor league baseball in the second half behind the Hickory Crawdads. We'll talk a little bit about that during the broadcast tonight. But the Grizzlies, as we said, have won 22 of their last 27 contests, and they look to continue their winning ways tonight. While San Jose, the Giants, 43-33 overall, winners of the first half, they've already clinched a playoff berth, but here in the second half, after losing a lot of their pitchers to high A, they are now 3-7 here in the second half. So these two teams trying to stay on the right track for Fresno and trying to get back on the right track in San Jose. And these two teams bring on a great pitching matchup tonight, a pair of young Latin pitchers, as the Giants will give the ball to right-hander Manuel Mercedes, a 1-3 record, a 3.36 ERA. While the Grizzlies, they go to the left-hander and Albert Pacheco, who makes his fifth start of the season, a 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. Pacheco, only 20 years old. So a great pitching matchup tonight for Game 2 of 6, Wednesday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hander and reliever Gabriel Barbosa, and we talked about his most recent efforts, especially coming out of the bullpen, since Barbosa has become a reliever 6-0 with one save and a 2.67 ERA. And we also talked about a mutual connection that Barbosa and I have. Barbosa from Brazil, the mutual connection also from Brazil, and we'll tell you all about who it is in our interview. Our pregame guest is right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. When we come back, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chancey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50, available at chuckchanceygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Gabriel Barbosa in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies reliever Gabriel Barbosa, thanks for taking time for this interview. So first question I have for you, so your season started a little bit rocky as a starter, but you've turned it around as a relief pitcher so far. 5-0, one save, and ERA just over 3. What has been the difference for you so far?
Yo empecé un poquito pensando mucho en la mecánica y todo eso, en abridor, estaba un poquito ansioso, quería, a veces quería hacer de más de la cuenta, pero no me estaba viendo muy bien. Empecé a tratar de divertirme más y después llegó que me cambiaron, me pusieron de reliever, de relevo, y ahora me puse a divertirme más, a relajar como yo siempre he pichado, así contento y usando todo mi picheo, y me está saliendo la cosa mejor. Todos los picheos ahora están mejor, todo con ángulo y todo fluyendo bien. Y así, cuando la cosa sale bien, para uno es mejor y uno se pone más contento y todo fluye.
In your last start, you tied your career high with 9 strikeouts. How amazing was that for you? And did you know that you tied your career high?
A mí me gusta pichar contra Seattle Modesto, porque los bateadores son buenos, y la adrenalina, el juego se pone mejor por todo. Y ese día estaba bien con todo mi picheo, y podía usar los picheos arriba, abajo, adentro, afuera, donde sea, donde quería. Y ahí salió el resultado con 9 strikeouts.
And I remember early on in the year too, you talked about that you really wanted to face Lake Elsinore because of last year losing to them in the championship. And I think you got your revenge against them pretty well, right?
Yes. Eso fue muy, muy bueno para mí, para mi desarrollo y todo. Y eso es mucha experiencia.
And then on top of it too, you have had a long career pitching in other places besides the United States. You pitched in Brazil, part of the World Baseball Qualifier. In the baseball qualifier for Brazil, how was it pitching for them and under teammates with Tim Lopes and Christian Lopes and your manager as well?
Fue bueno porque ellos estaban en mi equipo en Colorado. Yo me hice más amistad con ellos. Y podía hablar y conversar sobre pelota y todo. Y eso fue una experiencia buena también, compartir con ellos, jugar con ellos, porque son peloteros que ya jugaron grandes ligas y niveles más altos. Y me ayudaron, me dieron consejos, y fue bueno disfrutar con ellos allá.
And we've talked about that you are the second player ever in Grizzlies history to play from Brazil, and your first pitcher ever from Brazil to play for the Grizzlies as well. But we actually realized we have a connection. Thiago Vieira, who pitched in the Mariners system, and apparently you guys were roommates?
Yes. Yo conozco él de Brasil. Él siempre fue un ejemplo para mí. Siempre a jugar la pelota como tiene que ser, fuerte. Y yo me espejaba mucho en él, en la academia, cuando veía los videos de él. Y los procesos de él fue muy, muy difícil, muy duro, pero él trabajó mucho para eso. Y ahora volvió a jugar, está en Triple A y buscando llegar en Grande Liga otra vez. Y eso yo lo tengo para mí como ejemplo.
And so being from Brazil, you know, there's not a lot of players from Brazil who have made it to the big leagues. How amazing would it be for you if you ever got to the big leagues being from Brazil?
Yo tengo un sueño y meta que dentro de 2-3 años yo pueda llegar en Grande Liga y realizar mi sueño, que es jugar en la Major League Baseball.
Well, Barbosa, you've had a great season so far. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. We thank reliever and right-hander Gabriel Barbosa of the Grizzlies for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk about Thiago Vieira, who is currently in the Brewers system, a former Seattle Mariners farmhand and a Brazilian native in himself in Barbosa and Vieira. And we're glad that Barbosa could talk about his season so far. A lot of fun to talk to the Brazilian. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants, a 43-33 record, 3-7 here in the second half. Under first-year manager Jeremiah Knockstedt, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 7, Alexander Suarez. Batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the DH, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 18, P.J. Helsin. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 16, Jose Ramos. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 9, Turner Hill. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants, the right-hander, number 49, Manuel Mercedes, a 1-3 record, a 3.36 ERA. So once again, for the Giants, under manager Jeremiah Knockstedt, Suarez, Velasquez, Otremba, Cachel, Morgan, Rodriguez, Hilson, Ramos, Hill, and Mercedes on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies at 45-31, 9-1 in the second half. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting second, the shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting third, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the second baseman, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth at DH, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh at first base, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco. A 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup, Amaral, Jorge, Betancourt, Baylor, Perez, Bugarin, Messenger, Snyder, Kelly, Pacheco on the bump, a 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. We will take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have our keys to the game. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect...
Good evening. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number 1, RBI from the middle of the Grizzlies lineup. Baylor, Perez, and Bugarin have all been RBI streaks of late and need to keep producing for Fresno. Key number 2, keep walks at a minimum. The Grizzlies walked just 2 batters last night, helping to secure a big win. And key number 3, beat the Giants bullpen. The Grizzlies scored 3 runs off the Giants bullpen last night and need to score late again. Let's get another win. Go Grizzlies! Back to you, Mark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for Wednesday night baseball game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. A battle of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants single-A affiliates. The Giants at 43-33, 3-7 in the second half, while your Grizzlies 45-31, 9-1 here in the second half. And you just heard our keys to the game tonight as the Grizzlies look to stay on the right track. Winners of 12 of their last 14. They've also won 22 of their last 27. The Grizzlies, again, let's go through tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the San Jose Giants. Alexander Suarez, he'll be in right field. Diego Velasquez, he's at short. Tanner Otremba, he's the DH. Andrew Cagle, he'll bat fourth. He's at first base. Zach Morgan does the catching. He bats fifth. Anthony Rodriguez, the third baseman, he will bat sixth. Batting seventh, the center fielder, P.J. Hilson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 16, Jose Ramos. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Turner Hill. On the bump tonight is Manuel Mercedes. For the Grizzlies, they will have Daniel Amaral in center field. Dion Jorge at shortstop. Brian Bencourt, he'll hit third. He's the catcher. Jamari Baylor, he hits fourth. He's at second base. Andy Perez will bat fifth. He's at third. Jesus Bugarin's the DH. He will hit sixth. Skyler Messenger, he's the first baseman, bats seventh. Jake Snyder in left, he'll bat eighth. And Parker Kelly rounds out the lineup. He hits ninth in right field. Albert Pacheco gets the ball for the Grizzlies this evening. As we get set for first pitch, tonight's umpires behind the plate is Evan Anderson. Over on the bases is Spencer Kim. The Grizzlies tonight, they are back in their red unis. They have their 4th of July caps as well. While the Giants, they're in their black jersey. San Jose on the front, black cap, orange bill. And now we will head to the video. We'll have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. A great national anthem to get us set for Wednesday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Last night on July 4th, a balk off as the Grizzlies defeated the Giants 5-4 in 10 innings. Fresno winners are 22 of their last 27 as Albert Pacheco gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies tonight. The left-hander, a 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. Pacheco, his fifth start this season after suffering a loss in his first outing with the Grizzlies. Three straight wins for the left-hander. A very good fastball, good off-speed as well. Pacheco joining the Grizzlies just a little bit ago as he gets the ball this evening. The Grizzlies, they are in their red uniforms. Grizzlies run across the front. They have black lettering with a white outline. They are back in their 4th of July caps with the F-slash logo in red, white, and blue. While San Jose, they're in their black and orange this evening. San Jose ran across the front in orange, lettering in orange on the back as well. They are in their black caps with the orange bill and their SJ logo on top of that, as Alexander Suarez will stride to the plate against the left-hander Albert Pacheco as we get set for first pitch. Glad you could join us. Pacheco winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off, and we are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. A beautiful warm evening, 96 degrees, clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As the next pitch is just low and outside, the count at 1-1, 6:53 p.m. for first pitch. Here's the 1-1, and that is fouled off to the screen. The count now at 1-2 to Alexander Suarez. Three hits last night. He was a double shy of the cycle. He's batting .261, four homers, a .729 OPS. As Pacheco up in the count, 1-2. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it's inside. Good fastball there from Pacheco. The count now at 2-2. As Pacheco looking for the strikeout. Here's his 2-2. That ball is in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Betancourt. And the count now full. 3-2 to Alexander Suarez. Back for his second season with San Jose. As that is swung on and missed, an elevated fastball from Pacheco. One batter, one out, and one strikeout for Pacheco. As here comes the shortstop in Diego Velasquez. Velasquez, the switch hitter, will hit from the right side. A very talented infielder for San Jose, batting 302, 5 homers, 47 RBI, and 815 OPS. Here comes the first pitch to Velasquez, and a ground ball, softly foul, and the count at 0-1. Velasquez will be 20 years old this year, 19 years old. He is 6'1", 150 pounds from Venezuela. Count 0-1 from Pacheco, who winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed down in the zone. It's quickly 0-2. Good pitch right there from Pacheco, as he's looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start his evening. So no balls, two strikes to Diego Velasquez. Here in the top of the first, Pacheco once again, full windup. Here's the pitch. And that is low, good offering. 88 miles per hour in the changeup. The count now at 1-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Evan Anderson. Over on the bases is Spencer Kim. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off to the right side and out of play. And we'll do it again with the same 1-2 count. From Albert Pacheco, 3-1 record, a 4.09 ERA. There are two lefties and two switchies in the San Jose lineup tonight against the lefty in Pacheco. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed on the inside part of the plate. Pacheco going back to the changeup for his second straight punch out. And with two outs now, here comes the always dangerous designated hitter in Tanner Otremba. Last night, Otremba, a solo shot to left field, his fourth homer of the season. Otremba, 31 RBI as well, as that is a called strike on the inner half of the plate. The count at 0-1, 95 from Pacheco. As he gets ahead here of Otremba. Otremba batting 274. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. The count 0-2. Pacheco pulling the string on that changeup. The count now 0-2 here. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play. Baylor, the backhand, the long throw. And Otremba beats it out as he slips after touching first base. That was going to be a tough play. A high chopper up the middle. Behind the bag, Baylor backhanded the ball. And he tried to make the best throw he could at first. And Otremba beats it out. So an infield single. Two outs still, runner at first. And here comes Andrew Cachel, the first baseman, the former Fresno State Bulldog. As here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. To Andrew Cachel, who is batting 292, three homers, 34 RBI. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside. It gets away from Betancourt just slightly. The count now at 2-0. Some shade right now here at Chicchansey Park covering the whole stands. But there's tons of sun, especially in the middle of the diamond and also in right field. A lot of the Grizzlies outfielders portraying sunglasses. Here's the 2-0, and it swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. Good fastball there from Pacheco on the inside part of the plate at 93. You also see Jamari Baylor, the second baseman, lowering his shades. As here comes the 2-1. And that is just low. And the count at 3-1. Good spot there from Pacheco. As now Cachel in the driver's seat. Runner at first, two outs. Here on the top of the first inning, just underway. Here's the 3-1. And that is called strike two as Cachel was winding his bat towards the dugout. The count now full, and Cachel asking where that pitch was. Very similar to that third ball that was issued to him. So the count now full, three balls, two strikes, and Otremba will take off on the delivery. There he goes, and Cachel fouls into the netting towards the first base side. We'll do it again at 3-2. Pacheco has already worked 20 pitches this evening. Left-hander making his fifth start this year. Here comes the 3-2 once again. There goes Otremba, and it's high ball four, just missing on the outside part of the plate, and Cattrall draws a two-out walk. Otremba up to second base. So now two outs, runners at first and second, and here comes the catcher in Zach Morgan. So now Zach Morgan, the catcher, another former Fresno State Bulldog, was at first base last night. Here comes the first pitch from Pacheco, and Morgan takes a strike all the way. I don't think he wanted any part of that. The count at 0-1. I think Morgan wanted time initially there as he looks back to the umpire. Morgan batting 230, 4 homers, 23 RBI, a 722 OPS. Here comes the 0-1. There goes the runners, and the throw from Bencourt to third is not in time, a double steal. So Cattrall to second, Otremba steals third. And for the Grizzlies, this is their first stolen bases allowed since Saturday of last week. So now runners at second and third, a 1-1 count to Morgan, two outs here in the first. Here's the pitch from Pacheco. And it's a high chopper foul down the third baseline towards the Giants dugout. And the Giants player making the play in the dugout. The count now at 1-2. Albert Pacheco, fastball, slider, changeup. As here comes his 1-2 offering to Zach Morgan. And it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge fields it over to first in time, and Pacheco works out of the jam. A single and a walk does no damage. We had the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Manuel Mercedes gets the ball for San Jose as Daniel Amaral will lead things off for the Grizzlies. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chansey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 Karat Fun. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Daniel Amaral will lead things off, and they have a clock violation already. The count is 0-1, or actually 1-0, I believe. It's on the pitcher, Mercedes. So a pitch clock violation. Here comes the pitch to Daniel Amaral, and it is a strike on the inside part of the plate. As Amaral now, the count at 1-1. It's a violation on the catcher, actually. Either way, 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed by Amaral. Good slider from Mercedes. The count now at 1-2. Daniel Amaral batting 326, 1 homer, 10 RBI. He has a 904 OPS. Here's the pitch, and that is low. Good spot there from Mercedes. The count now at 2-2. Amaral, 0-5 last night, but he had hit safely in his first 9 games. Now 10 games with the Grizzlies so far. Here comes the 2-2 from Mercedes. And that one is lifted foul and out of play. And we'll do it again with the same count. Daniel Amaral, 26 years old, as he takes on Manuel Mercedes, a 1-3 record, a 3.36 ERA. As here comes the 2-2. And that is a chopper to the shortstop. This is Velasquez over to first in time. And Cachel there for the out. So Amaral retired 6-3. As here comes the shortstop, Dion Jorge. Jorge playing his third game with the Grizzlies, batting 111. No homers, one RBI, a 311 OPS. As we said, just early in his Grizzlies time. As here comes the pitch from Mercedes. And Jorge takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Dion Jorge, one of three transactions by the Grizzlies on Monday. Infielder Ryan Ritter and left-handed pitcher Felix Ramirez to high A Spokane. As Jorge came from the ASL Rockies, now quickly behind the count, 0-2. Good spot there for Mercedes on the outside part of the plate. Jorge ranked as the Rockies' number 16 overall prospect on MLB.com. Signed for $2.8 million out of Cuba. Here's the 0-2, and that's a line drive base hit. Dion Jorge's second hit with the Grizzlies, and a one-out single. First Fresno home hit for Jorge, as here comes Bryant Betancourt. So one out, runner at first. Now Bryant Betancourt steps in, batting 237. Betancourt has one homer, and over the past couple of weeks, Betancourt has really come alive offensively. He has 30 RBI, a 639 OPS. Here's the pitch. And that pitch is fouled off to the left side and out of play. And the count at 0-1 to Bryant Betancourt from Manuel Mercedes. Mercedes, a very hard-throwing right-hander for the Giants. Only right-hander projected to start in this series for San Jose. Here comes the 0-1. And a fastball grooved in there on the outside part of the plate. Quickly, 0-2. Good spot there to Betancourt. Mercedes trying to get ahead in the count here against a very good Grizzlies hitting team that have found the rhythm over the past couple of weeks. Here comes the 0-2 to Bryant Betancourt. And that is fouled off into the netting. We'll do it again. And no balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies, Amaral, Jorge, Betancourt, and then it'll be Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin in the middle of the lineup. Messenger, Snyder, Kelly, the lower half of the Grizzlies lineup, presented by Toyota under manager Steve Solis. Here comes the 0-2 to Betancourt. And that is swung on and missed, an elevated fastball, and Betancourt could not catch up to it. Two outs, first strikeout for Mercedes. And here comes Jamari Baylor. Jamari Baylor, three extra base hits over his past two games, batting 324, six homers, 20 RBI, and his OPS now just over 1,000, 1.092. Two outs, runner first is Jorge. Here comes the pitch to Baylor, and it's inside for a ball to count at 1-0. Jamari Baylor was the batter at the plate when the balk was called on Grizzlies, or on Giants reliever Julio Rodriguez, on Grizzlies infielder Parker Kelly to score from third. Here comes the 1-0 to Jamari Baylor. And it is fouled off and into the Grizzlies dugout. And the count now at 1-1. And when I was talking to Jamari Baylor today, he said, you know, I'm happy we won, but I wanted an opportunity to win it last night in front of a great crowd. 11,076 here at Chancy Park. Here comes the 1-1 to Jamari Baylor. And is outside. A check now back on Jorge at first. He's back there safely standing up. The count now 2-1 to Baylor as the Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis is going to go talk to his youngster in Jorge. While that's going on, the Grizzlies bench coach and third base coach Cesar Galvez relaying signs. As here comes the 2-1 from Mercedes to Baylor. There goes Jorge, swing and a miss, and no throw to second. Jorge swipes the base, his first stolen base as a Fresno Grizzly. Runner in scoring position now with two outs. The count 2-2 to Jamari Baylor. And it looked like the catcher, Zach Morgan, never got a grip on that ball. And Jorge was pretty much already right there. tons of speed from Jorge, one of his five tools. As that's a chopper to the right side, and it'll get to right field. A base hit. Rounding third, heading home is Jorge. The throw is cut off. Jamari Baylor, an RBI single, and the Grizzlies on the board first, 1-0. Baylor with the RBI right there. Scores Jorge, who scores his first run with the Grizzlies. Two hits in the inning. And just like that, Fresno on the board, 1-0. As here comes third baseman Andy Perez. The second baseman in Ramos was playing closer to that second base bag, leaving a little bit of a hole on the right side, and that's where Baylor took advantage. As now here's Andy Perez. The first pitch of Perez is a bunt attempt, called a strike on the inner part of the plate. So counted 0-1. Andy Perez had a big RBI single last night, took the ball to left field, batting .245, one homer, 32 RBI, a .595 OPS. As here comes the 0-1, Baylor leads from first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed on the inner part of the plate. Once again, it's 0-2. So Jamari Baylor extends his hit streak to three games with that single. Jorge scoring as well. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. And a check on Baylor, and he was close, and it gets away from Cantrell at first. Baylor will head to second. He looks, loses his helmet. He will head back to second as that ball goes all the way to third. It is a throwing error on the pitcher. It could also be a catching error possibly on Cantrell. It didn't look like Cantrell saw the ball from Mercedes. Either way, it's an error and allows Baylor to get to second. So now runner at second with two outs. And looking at the replay, it looked like Mercedes threw the ball and Cantrell was not expecting it. So now runner at second, two outs. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside, the count of 1-2. It is ruled a throwing error on the pitcher in Mercedes. First error for San Jose in this series. So runner at second, two outs. The count now at 1-2 to Andy Perez. The Grizzlies scoring first tonight. They are 28-5 this year when scoring first. Here's the 1-2, swung on and missed. A devastating pitch on the inside part of the plate, and Perez down on strikes. But Fresno strikes first on the RBI single from Jamari Baylor. We had the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Tansy Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the second inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Giants. Alberto Pacheco takes on Anthony Rodriguez to lead things off here in the second. As we're waiting for the on-field entertainment to leave the field, as the left-hander Pacheco battles Anthony Rodriguez. Glad you could join us tonight. On stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. As here's Anthony Rodriguez batting 211, two homers, 15 RBI, a a 624 OPS. First pitch, line to right field. That ball is going to get down, and it's going to one bounce into the wall. Extra bases for Rodriguez as Kelly issues out in right field, picking up the ball. It's a stand-up double for Rodriguez. So runner at second, no one down for P.J. Hilson. First pitch swinging for Rodriguez, and he lines one to right. So a double, and just like that, the Giants a runner in scoring position. As here comes P.J. Hilson against the left-hander in Albert Pacheco. Grizzlies defensively from left to right field. In left field, Jake Snyder. Out in center, Daniel Amaral. And in right field is Parker Kelly, who went after that ball. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss by Hilson. The count at 0-1. On the infield from third to first, Andy Perez is over at third. Deion Jorge, he's at short. Jamari Baylor at second. Skylar Messenger at first base. Here's the 0-1. A ground ball. Base hit to left field. Past the third baseman and Andy Perez. Now runners at the corners with no one down for Jose Ramos. Hilson the single. Rodriguez to third. Back-to-back hits. Three hits now for the Giants. And here comes Jose Ramos with no one down. The catcher is Bryant Betancourt. And doing the pitching is Albert Pacheco. Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds. He is 20 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Pacheco, born on November 29, 2002, signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Rockies. As that pitch is line foul, the count at 0-1 from Ramos. Ramos batting 197, one homer, 28 RBI, a 591 OPS. Runners at the corners here with no one down. As now a check on, it gets away from Messenger. That will score a run. Up to second goes Hilson. He will look to go to three. Here's the throw to third, and it's cut off. Rodriguez will score on the miscue. Hilson all the way to third, and just like that, this game is tied at one. I believe that's a throwing error as well that will score Rodriguez. And Hilson all the way to third. It is E1. So now we have two errors in this game, both on throwing errors to first by the pitchers. So runner at third. No one down. The infield now in for Fresno in a 1-1 game. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball from Pacheco. The count at 0-2 to Ramos. Pacheco wears number 17 on the back of his jersey. As we said, 6'1", 176 pounds, 20 years old. As that is swung on and missed, and Ramos down on strikes. That is the third strikeout already for Pacheco. One out in the inning, and here comes the left fielder, Turner Hill. So Hilson the runner at third, and a big K there from Pacheco. Went right back to that fastball. So now Turner Hill batting 217, no homers, 12 RBI. And that pitch is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Infield still in for Fresno. As a third baseman, and Perez probably the farthest back among the four. As that is inside on the off-speed pitch. The count at 1-1 from Albert Pacheco, who's making his fifth start this season. Two games at home and two games on the road for Pacheco. Here comes the 1-1, and that is line foul. And the count now at 1-2 to Turner Hill. Pacheco last time out was on June 29th at Stockton. He picked up the win after 5 1/3 innings of work. He allowed 4 runs, 1 earned, in the first inning in that game. Here's the pitch and a high chopper, and it gets past the shortstop Jorge, who tried making a play. It will score a run, an RBI single for Hill, and it's 2-1 Giants. So the 9-hole hitter and Hill, the RBI single, over the drawn infield. Hilson comes in to score, and quickly, 3 hits and 2 runs this inning for San Jose. A double and 2 singles. So now 4 hits for the Giants. And here's Alexander Suarez, the leadoff hitter. And now check on Hill. He's back safely. So Pacheco's allowed 2 runs as well. So runner at first. 1 out for Suarez, who struck out swinging his first at-bat. As the Giants have a 1-1 lead. Here's the pitch. It is low. And the count at 1-1 and no strikes to Alexander Suarez. From Albert Pacheco, as we said, he allowed 4 runs, 1 earned in the first inning on June 29th at Stockton. But he settled down to finish with 5 1/3 frames of work. As that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. He also struck out 6 batters to pick up the win against the Ports, an 11-8 win for the Grizzlies over Stockton. As here comes the 1-1, there goes Hill. The pitch is inside, the throw to second is offline, and Hill has a stolen base. That was going to be a tough time for Betancourt. The pitch was inside, and Betancourt had to react to the pitch before he even had a chance to throw to second, and they're saying that he had to go back to first base. I'm not sure exactly what they called, and Alexander Suarez is the same thing. I don't know if he impeded on the throw. I think that's actually what they're calling right now. We've seen a lot of crazy plays when it comes to impeding running in this series. We had the play last night where Bugarin struck out swinging, and then he got in the way of the catcher, Perez, who tried throwing out the runner on a back pick to second. And now there's a possibility we have something very similar, but instead of a stolen base, Hill will have to go back to first, and I believe that's a called strike on Suarez. And we believe it is batter interference. But last night, the Grizzlies end up ending the inning with a double play. And I think that's what they called. Suarez is out. So Suarez is out on batter's interference. And now they just ejected Dan Runsler, the pitching coach, I believe. Runsler coming to talk to the home plate umpire. Here comes Jeremiah Knuckstead. We might have multiple ejections. Dan Runsler talking. He is not happy, whatever it is. This is his third ejection here in Fresno as a San Jose pitching coach. As he's talking to home plate umpire Evan Anderson, Jeremiah Knuckstead also talking to them as well. A long talk right now as Suarez was called out on batter's interference. So there's now 2 outs in the inning. As Dan Runsler talking to both umpires, he is not happy at all, and he will head to the locker rooms for an early shower. So Dan Runsler, the Giants pitching coach, ejected, and he will head back to the locker room. So Suarez is out on batter's interference. I believe that's what the call is, as Turner Hill's at first base. So there's 2 outs now, and here comes Diego Velasquez, who struck out swinging in his first at bat. What a wild turn of events. As Albert Pacheco will get some warm-up pitches as Dan Runsler is heading towards the locker room. It's a long walk for him. He will head all the way down past the Grizzlies' bullpen in right field. Pacheco getting some warm-up pitches going. So Suarez out on batter's interference, we believe, and then Dan Runsler ejected here in the top of the second. 2-1 Giants lead the Grizzlies. Runner at first with 2 outs now. Turner Hill the runner at first. And now Diego Velasquez back to action now. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high chopper and it goes foul. And the count at 0-1 as the third baseman Perez making the play. Dan Runsler, the former Grizzlies left-hander. His third time being ejected here in Fresno as a coach. He is a very fiery coach. He wasn't as much as a player. Down his 0-1, here's the pitch. And a high chopper to the second baseman, or to the shortstop, Jorge, to second baseman, Jamari Baylor for the out. So 2 runs score for San Jose. A weird ending to the inning. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second inning, 2-1. The Giants lead the Grizzlies as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against Manuel Mercedes. Glad you could join us this evening. So batter's interference on Alexander Suarez, and then Diego Velasquez, 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And that ended the top of the second for San Jose, so they had two runs on three hits, a double and two singles. There was one error in the inning, and they left one runner on. So now here's Jesus Bugarin, a 10-game hit streak, and the first pitch he lines foul towards the right side and out of play. And the count had no balls and one strike. There was one error in that frame. That was on the pitcher in Albert Pacheco. So now Bugarin here in the bottom of the second inning, as the Grizzlies trail 2-1. Here comes the 0-1 from Mercedes. And that is outside for a ball. The count of 1-1 went to a slider on the outside part of the plate. So one ball, one strike. San Jose leads 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside. And the count now at 2 balls and a strike. To Jesus Bugarin. Couple pitches on the outside part of the plate. Jesus Bugarin, 10-game hit streak, has 19 RBI in that span. That is outside. 3-1 now to Bugarin. He's batting .269, 7 homers, 47 RBI. A .683 OPS for Bugarin. He is the DH this evening. Here comes the 3-1 for Mercedes, and Bugarin inside. He draws his second walk over his past 11 games. First walk issued by Mercedes. And here comes the first baseman in Skyler Messenger. Messenger last night, 3-for-4, a triple shy of the cycle. His 6th homer of the season, a 2-run shot. He had 2 RBI, a run scored as well. Messenger has had an outstanding month and a half, batting .272 now, 6 homers, 37 RBI, an .819 OPS to Messenger, as Bugarin, the runner at first, no outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Skyler Messenger, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1, good high fastball there for Mercedes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. There's another called strike right there, 0-2 to Messenger. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here comes the 0-2 to Skyler Messenger, and it's fouled off to the backstop. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Count is 0-2 to Messenger. 2 called strikes and a foul ball so far. Here comes the pitch from Mercedes. And that's a high chopper to the first baseman, Cachel. He only has one play, and it's a race to the bag, and it's dropped. Mercedes drops the ball. He initially tagged the bag and couldn't hold on to the baseball. And like in football, you have to maintain control throughout the play. Mercedes doesn't. Bugarin is second. Messenger is safe on the hustle play. And I believe that's going to be an error on the pitcher as well. And if it is, that will be three errors in this game, all on the pitchers. So now first and second, nobody down. And here comes the left fielder, Jake Snyder. And it's going to be a hit for Messenger. Here comes the pitch to Snyder. He lays down a bunt. It goes foul. The count at 0-1. So it is a single for Skyler Messenger. His fourth hit of the series now. Messenger was right there on a bang-bang play. So it's the third hit for Fresno. All singles. So runners at first and second. Nobody down. And now Jake Snyder. The count at 0-1. A .252 average for the left fielder. Here's the pitch. He looks to bunt again, and it's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-2. Snyder, two homers, both in Stockton. He also has 19 RBI, a .718 OPS. Snyder, 25 years old. Here comes the 0-2 to Jake Snyder. And that is a ground ball. This will be 2-6-4. And no, Snyder beats it out. A slow-moving double play, and Snyder beats out the throw. It should have been an easy two. The shortstop, Velasquez, paused initially when he tried to underhand toss it over to the second baseman, Ramos. So Bugarin to third. Messenger is out on the fielder's choice. It goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. Snyder reaches. So now first and third with one out. And here's Parker Kelly. Two runs, a stolen base last night, and the game-winning run on the balk. Here's the pitch to Kelly, inside for a ball. The count at 1-0 2-1 San Jose. They lead Fresno here in the bottom of the second inning. But the Grizzlies now runners at first and third with one out. And Parker Kelly was a .240 average and two homers at the dish. Check on Jake Snyder. He's back safely the head first dive. And the count remains at 1-0 here to Parker Kelly. Jake Snyder leads the team with 15 stolen bases in 16 attempts. Here comes the 1-0 from Mercedes, and that is fouled to the screen. The count at 1-1. Manuel Mercedes wears number 49 on the back of his black jersey, 6'4", 190 pounds. He is 20 years old. From Monte Plata, Dominican Republic. Last year played with San Jose. Here's the pitch outside to Kelly. And the ball doesn't get far away from the catcher in Morgan. So count now 2-2. Mercedes has been one of the prime pitchers for the Giants this year. And one of the only starters that has remained in the rotation throughout this season. The count 2-1 of Parker Kelly from Mercedes. Here comes the pitch. And there goes Snyder for second. The throw, and it's going to be cut off. They're going to go to the plate, and they're going to get Bugarin. The Grizzlies tried working a play where Bugarin took off, but the second baseman, Ramos, coming up, he stops the play going to second. Initially, the throw to the plate, and he gets Bugarin. So it's a stolen base for Jake Snyder. And then Bugarin is out. It goes 2-4-2. And he is out. So two outs now. Runner at second and Snyder. And the count is 3-1 to Parker Kelly. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball to center field. And it will drop. It gets down. Snyder to the plate. Here's the throw. It's offline. The ball gets away. Parker Kelly will head to second. And we are tied at 2. Parker Kelly, an RBI single, scores Jake Snyder. And just like that, the Grizzlies have tied the game. Fresno's fourth single of the game. An RBI single for Parker Kelly. It scores Jake Snyder from second. The throw then from the center fielder, and Helson was offline. It got past the catcher. And on the throw, Parker Kelly takes second base. So it is the second hit of the inning, a run as well. So single RBI, E8. And now here's Daniel Amaral. And the first pitch is a strike. The count at 0-1. He grounded out his first time up. So Fresno now four hits. They have scored two runs and have tied this game up at two. Very similar line so far. Here comes the pitch to Amaral and a ground ball to the third baseman. The only place to first, the throw is in time for the out. But the Grizzlies tie the game at two on an RBI single from Parker Kelly. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, 2-2 between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Tanner Otrembo will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern style pizza, sandwiches, and more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. Boston House of Pizza, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the third. The count is two balls and no strikes to Tanner Otrembo. He also has a stolen base as well as that pitch runs inside. 3-0 from the left-hander in Pacheco. As the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at two. Here's the 3-0, and that is inside, and I think it hit Otrembo. Either way, it's a walk, I believe. I think they are going to count as a walk. So Otrembo reaches now. He's reached base twice. And now here comes the first baseman in Andrew Cashel, who walked his first time up. So Otrembo reaches four straight balls. As here's the pitch from Pacheco, and he will check on Otrembo back safely. Second walk, by the way, for Pacheco. So now Cashel at the dish. He also has a stolen base. Here comes the pitch, and it is low for a ball, and the count at 1-0 as Bencourt picks up the ball as it scampered away from him initially. Here to Chancey Park in the top of the third inning. 2-2 between San Jose and Fresno. Glad you could join us this evening. Here's the pitch. High chopper over the first baseman Messenger's head. This will go down the right field line. Extra bases possibly as Cashel will actually just hold at first. Runners at the corners. Nobody down for San Jose. And here comes Zach Morgan. Cashel, the high chopper, gets over the first baseman Messenger's head. Otrembo to third. Five hits now for San Jose. Runners at the corners, no one down. And now Zach Morgan, who grounded out his first time, steps to the plate. And what will the Grizzlies play defensively here? The middle infield will play double play depth. First baseman Messenger holding on the runner. There goes the runner, and that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1 to Morgan. Cachel going very quickly off of Pacheco. Here in the top of the third. 2-2 our score. Zach Morgan, 4 homers, 23 RBI, a 718 OPS. From Albert Pacheco. Here comes the 0-1, and this is a ground ball. This could be 2. Jorge over to Baylor, and he drops it. Baylor could not hold on to the ball, and I think he got hit on the play as well from the runner in Cachel. It will score Otremba, and San Jose out back in front 3-2. So that will score a run. Morgan will reach. Cachel to second. And I believe it's a fielder's choice. I also believe it's an error on Baylor. So runners at first and second, no one down. And here's Anthony Rodriguez, a double and a run. As that's a strike, the count at 0-1 on the inside part of the plate. Fielder's choice, E4. There's also an RBI for Zach Morgan. As that's a line drive to left field. And Rodriguez has his second extra base hit of the game. Off the wall, the throw into the cutoff man. And an RBI double for Anthony Rodriguez. He's 2 for 2 with a pair of doubles. It's now 4-2 San Jose. Cachel comes in to score. Up to third goes Morgan. And Rodriguez a double. An RBI double for him. Second hit of the inning. Second run as well. Now runners at second and third with no one down. And P.J. Hilson, a single and a run, steps to the plate. Here's the pitch. And that's a line drive out to left center field. And that ball will get down. This will score a pair. P.J. Hilson is second. And just like that, the Giants a 6-2 lead here in the third. Hilson 2 for 2. A 2 RBI double. And all of a sudden, this inning has gone all San Jose's way. So Rodriguez and Morgan score. 4 runs on 3 hits this inning. There's still no outs, and here comes Jose Ramos, runner at second, no one down. Ramos struck out his first time up as Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, coming out for a mound visit. While we have the mound visit, Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. 6-2 our score here in the third inning. As Jose Ramos to the dish. Batter at second, or runner at second. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco as he steps off. Looks for new signs from his catcher in Bennecourt. Action now in the Grizzlies bullpen. It's the right-hander Braxton Hyde. It might actually be Tyler Hoffman as well, too. I can't tell from my angle. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. From Pacheco, and this inning, San Jose, 4 runs. A couple doubles as well from Rodriguez and Hilson. Here comes the pitch, and Ramos takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. As it's Braxton Hyde in the pen, number 20. Here in the top of the third inning, 6-2 San Jose. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a high chopper foul. And the count now at 1-2. Here in the top of the third. On July 5th. Great crowd last night. Nice crowd here on a Wednesday as well at Chancy Park. 6-game series between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2, and that is called strike three in the inner portion of the plate. Pacheco gets Ramos for the second time. Four Ks now for Pacheco. And with one out, here comes Turner Hill, an RBI single, his first time up. Runner at second still. Big strikeout of Ramos. So now Turner Hill to the plate. Signed as a free agent by the Giants this year. Here's the pitch, and Hill looking to bunt, and that gets away from Betancourt. Gets to the backstop, and Hilson thought about going to the plate. Will stop at third. So a wild pitch, runner at third with one out. And Turner Hill an opportunity to make this a 7-2 Giants lead. It is a wild pitch officially against Albert Pacheco, who's making his first start against the Giants this year. He went seven innings against Modesto on June 21st, and right now Pacheco trying to get out of the third. Here's the pitch, and that is a bloop to left field, and it will go foul right near the Giants' bullpen in left field. The count at 1-1. Albert Pacheco signed as an international free agent on July 2nd, 2019, out of the Dominican Republic at the age of 16. Other notable 2019 international free agent signings included Adiel Amador, who's ranked as the Rockies' number one overall prospect. As that pitch runs outside, it's 2-1. Right-hand pitcher Victor Juarez, who was the Grizzlies' Saturday night starter, and Francisco Garcia, who's currently in the ACL, a third baseman. Here comes the 2-1, and that swung on a miss. Now a check back on Hilson, and they got him! What a throw from Betancourt. Perez applies the tag. Hilson is out at third. Second out of the inning and a big one, 2-5. As the count to Hill is at 2-2, and all of a sudden, that is a momentum changer for Fresno. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to shallow left field. Coming in is Snyder. He will make the catch, and the Grizzlies out of the inning. Despite allowing four runs, a big second out thanks to Bryant Betancourt, and then the fly out to end the inning. We have the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 6-2. San Jose leads Fresno, a four-run top of the third inning. But the Grizzlies have seen this territory before as they trail here. That's the first pitch from Manuel Mercedes to Deon Jorge. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Jorge, 1-for-1, a stolen base and run scored. Here comes the 0-1 to Jorge. And that is low and inside. The count at 1-1. From Manuel Mercedes, who's making his 15th appearance, 12th start. A 1-3 record, a 3.36 ERA coming into tonight's contest. Here comes the 1-1, and that is high and outside. The count at 2-1. Good fastball there from Mercedes. Mercedes has thrown 56 1/3 innings. He has not allowed a homer this year. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike. And it's quickly 2-2. Tonight has allowed 4 singles to Fresno, as the right-hander right now working with the lead. Here comes the 2-2 to Dion Jorge. And that is a high chopper foul, and I think Jorge broke his bat. Dion Jorge is 20 years old, 6'3", 170 pounds from Havana, Cuba. Signed as an international undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2022 for $2.8 million. Was ranked as the number 15 international ranked prospect when he was signed by the Rockies. Battled an early injury in spring training. Now back fully healthy and now joining Fresno. First year in the DSL and now with the ACL to start the year. Here comes the 2-2 and Jorge, high chopper. It's going to be a tough play and it goes just foul down the third baseline. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Manuel Mercedes, his last outing on June 30th against Modesto, he picked up the loss. 4 1/3 innings, allowed 7 runs, only 2 earned on 9 hits, no walks. He struck out 4. Here comes the 2-2. And it's outside. Good dig from the catcher in Morgan. The count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the third, 6-2. San Jose leads Fresno. The Grizzlies, winners of 12 of their last 14. 22 of their last 27. Here's the 3-2. And that is fouled off. And we'll do it again with the same count. Great, great battle brewing between Mercedes and Jorge. Here at Chukchansey Park. Beautiful night. First pitch, 96 degrees. Clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here comes the 3-2. And that is again fouled off by Jorge. We'll do it again. The Grizzlies wearing their red unis. This season, they are 21-10 when wearing the red. San Jose, they're in their black jerseys, black cap, orange bill. So now 3 balls, 2 strikes once again to Jorge. Here comes the payoff pitch. And a fly ball out to left field. Racing back. It's out the wall. Off the wall. Extra bases for Jorge. Here's the throw. It is going to be cut off. And Dion Jorge, a single and now a leadoff double. Jorge just missed his first homer with the Grizzlies. It's a leadoff double. And just like that, Fresno back in business. Fifth hit for the Grizzlies. And here comes the catcher, Brian Betancourt, who struck out his first at-bat. But Jorge, you already saw the power right there getting out in front just past the left fielder Hill. Went off the wall. That Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino sign out in left field. Play with the best. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike to Brian Betancourt. The count at 0-1. And now Betancourt to the dish is Manuel Mercedes. Mercedes from the Dominican Republic and now taking on the Venezuelan and Betancourt. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. The count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The Grizzlies and the Giants playing their 17th game against one another this season. The fourth of five series. And the second here at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-1 to Betancourt. And that's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-2. And the teams have split their first 16 meetings this season. But Fresno still holds the overall record of 41-35 against San Jose. The Giants, though, have a 3-2 mark in the postseason against Fresno. Here comes the 1-2. And that is a fly ball foul. The Giants swept the Grizzlies in the 2021 Low-A West Championship. The Giants winning the crown. And then last year in the divisional series, here in single-A, the Grizzlies beating the Giants 2-0. These two teams could be destined for a third-time matchup here in 2023. as that's a ground ball, hard hit to the second baseman Ramos, who gobbles it up over to first in time for the out. Up to third goes Jorge. It goes 4-3 for the first out of the inning, and here comes the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. Jamari Baylor, 1-for-1, an RBI single back in the first. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 6-2, San Jose leads Fresno. And as we said, the fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023, and the final six-game series here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch, and Baylor swinging and a miss, the count at 0-1. As the Fresno Grizzlies winning last night, 5-4 in 10 innings. A lot of low-scoring 1-2-run affairs between these teams this year. Here comes the 0-1, and that is fouled off quickly, 0-2. We've had, of course, the outliers as well. Fresno lost 11-0 against San Jose and also 10-1. But the Grizzlies have had a couple good wins themselves, 7-2, 9-5. The Grizzlies have won the last three here against San Jose, and that's really where their nice streak has started, was that Saturday at Excite Ballpark after dropping the first four games of the series to the Giants. They won their final two, and ever since then, a whole different Grizzlies team. As that's called strike three. Good pitch from Mercedes past Baylor. That's a strikeout for Mercedes. Third strikeout for him. Two outs in the inning, and here comes Andy Perez 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Runner at third, 6-2. San Jose leads Fresno. Here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch. And that's a high chopper to the second baseman, Ramos, over to first in time. And the Giants put up a zero here in the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 6-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 6-2. San Jose leads Fresno as Manco Abbott and Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As the first pitch to Suarez is line foul and out of play in the count at 0-1. Suarez 0-for-2. A strikeout and a batter's interference for him. Manco Abbott, Lou Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That's a base hit to right field, and Suarez now 1-for-3. Against Albert Pacheco. So Suarez reaches. 8 hits now for San Jose. And here's Diego Velasquez 0-for-2. Velasquez, a very good hitter, comes to the plate. as you said, only 19 years old. Here in the top of the fourth inning, we thank Mako Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. And they check on the runner, and they got him. Pacheco picks over. Messenger applies the tag, and Suarez is out. One out in the inning, and here's Diego Velasquez still at the plate. Suarez picked off. So goes 1-3. What a move from Pacheco. We've now seen a pickoff at third, and we've also seen a pickoff now at first as Velasquez swings and misses, and the count at 0-1. Velasquez bright orange shoes. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on and missed down in the zone. Gets to the backstop. The count at 0-2 now. Good pitch there from Pacheco. No balls, two strikes. Velasquez trying to not become a strikeout victim. Here comes the pitch. And that is high for a ball. And the count now at 1-2 here in the top of the fourth. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is called strike three. Good pitch from Pacheco. High in the zone. And Velasquez down on strikes. Five Ks now for Pacheco. Two outs in the inning. And here's Tanner Otremba. 1-for-1, a single, a walk, and a run scored. Against Albert Pacheco, who spent his first season stateside last year with the ACO Rockies. As that is fouled off, the count at 0-1. And Pacheco was all over the top 12 in the ACL leaderboard. As that is fouled off, quickly 0-2. He was 12th in the ACL in innings with 46. 10th in strikeouts with 57. 6th in whip at 1.17. Tied for 4th in wins with 5. 4th in batting average against at 2.22. And 4th in ERA as the pitch is line foul. Count remains at 0-2. And that ERA was 3.13 for Pacheco. Had a very good year. 11 games, 8 starts. As that is swung on and missed. Otremba chasing the elevated pitch. And just like that, Pacheco a clean 4th. We head to the bottom of the 4th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-2, San Jose leads Fresno, as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off. A walk in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch, and Boo Green, high chopper to the right of the pitcher's mound. Mercedes, the throw to first in time. What a play from Mercedes. The backhand fields his position. The throw to first in time. It goes 1-3 for the first out, as here comes Skylar Messenger, 1-for-1 with a single for Messenger. Messenger, 4 hits already in this series. As the Grizzlies trail 6-2, as Messenger hopefully will get the Grizzlies back into this contest. Here's the pitch from Mercedes, as that is outside, way in the dirt. The count at 1-0. That ball did not even get close to the zone. It bounced about probably 5 to 10 feet in front of the right batter's box. Here comes the 1-0 from Mercedes. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. Good fastball from Mercedes on the inner part of the plate at 93 miles per hour. One ball, one strike here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch from Messenger, or to Messenger. It's a called strike. The count now at 1-2. Messenger batting .276 with 6 homers. A 2-run homer last night. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off, and it went off the catcher in Morgan as the count remains at 1-2. Here at Chancy Park. Lights on. And the whole ballpark now in the shade as it starts to get to nighttime here at Chancy Park. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. Outside for a ball. The count now at 2-2. It is 324 feet down the left field line here at Chancy Park. Lots of outfield wall signage. You go to left center field. There's a nice grassy berm with a pool out there. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a ground ball base hit down the right field line. Messenger rounds first. He will head to second. Can he go to three? He will stop there. A one-out double for Skylar Messenger. He has now 5 hits in this series, 3 for extra bases. He's now 2-for-2, and just like Jorge, a single and then a double in back-to-back at-bats. Fresno now 6 hits, runner at second, 1 out. And here's Jake Snyder, a fielder's choice, and a run scored back in the second inning. So Messenger down the right field line. Great piece of hitting there for Messenger. A multi-hit game again for him. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder. Inside for a ball to count at 1-0. As we said, there's a grassy berm and a pool out in left center field. As you see our brand new video board just beyond the pool as well. You can see the headshot of Jake Snyder and the line score as well. One of the new amenities here at Chancy Park. Here's the 1-0 to Snyder inside. The count at 2-0. If you can head down the field, 400 to dead center. Batter's eye right there where Messenger's home run was. The big Toyota sign above that batter's eye. Go to right center field. We have your manual scoreboard. A unique part of Chancy Park. You don't see that in a lot of places. As that pitch is inside. The count now at 3 balls and no strikes to Snyder. And you continue to go down the wall. And then you go to the short porch out in right field. 335 feet on the 4-foot wall. And a nice little grassy area as well. Near our splash park. As that pitch is inside. And Snyder will draw the walk. As Messenger doesn't head to third on the ball that just gets away from Morgan. So a walk to Snyder. Runners at first and second with one out. And here's Parker Kelly. An RBI single his first time up. Second walk issued by Mercedes. As a mound visit here between Morgan and Mercedes. So as we said, our splash park by Community Medical Centers, that's beyond in right field. And over in left field is our Fresno Social. So something to do for not only the kids, but for the adults as well. A lot of great specialty cocktails and, of course, beer and everything in between. And it's right near that Fresno Social, right near the visiting bullpen down the left field line. Go down there and heckle some of the relievers for the Giants. As here comes the first pitch to Parker Kelly, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1. Now the Grizzlies bullpen, it's down the right field line. Very similar to what you'd see in a lot of ballparks in minor league baseball and also a couple in major league baseball as well. The Grizzlies dug out on the first base side. The Giants dug out on the third base side. Here comes the 0-1 to Parker Kelly. And that's a fly ball out to center field. And making the catch on the run is the center fielder Hilston. He covered a lot of ground right there for the second out. And Kelly is retired, two away. And here comes the center fielder Daniel Amaral, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs. Amaral 0 for 7 in this series. Couple tiers here at Chukchansey Park. We're on the highest level next to our suites, our press box area. The second level has our club, our Kodiak Club, as that is a called strike to Amaral to count at 0-1. And of course, on the first level, our field box level with all of our concessions, whether it's Dippin' Dots, whether it's a hot dog, whether it's nachos, come check out your food. Sometimes we'll have taco trucks here as well. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral. And that is inside. The count at 1-1. But a ballpark that continues to add new things. And the newest thing here at Chukchansey Park is the playing surface for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. Here comes the 1-1 to Amaral. And that is a 1-bouncer, now a 2-bouncer to the second baseman. Ramos over to first in time, and the Grizzlies leave a pair stranded. 6-2 San Jose lead as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 6-2 San Jose leads Fresno. As Albert Pacheco's still on the bump, he's at 70 pitches. Andrew Cachel will lead things off. He is 1-for-1, a walk, single, and run scored. As here's the first pitch from Pacheco, it is low for a ball. The count at 1-0. Here comes the next pitch from Pacheco, and a fly ball out to left field. Snyder, long run near the line, and he will run out of room right near that Giants bullpen. The count at 1-1, where Esmerline Vinicio is warming up. The count at 1-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning at Chukchansey Park, we were talking about this beautiful ballpark that continues to add new amenities. We talked about the video board. It also has new lights, a new sound system as well. On-field entertainment is better than any team in the California League, if not minor league baseball. Come watch Parker T. Bear and all of his shenanigans. That pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-2 now. A lot of promotions as well, something for everyone. Come grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to our Chukchansey Park box office. as that's a fly ball out to right field. Cachel only had one hand on the bat, and that ball just goes foul. Goes to the right of that foul line. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was close out there. Cachel barely got a bat on it. When he swung, he let go on his backhand. It shows the power that Cachel has right there. 3 homers this year. He just missed one right there. As Pacheco now nods towards the dugout, very happy that ball went foul. And I think right here, Pacheco might get a punch out. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off. When you look at a pitcher after you almost give up a home run, you'll see one of two reactions. You'll either see a sigh of relief, or you'll see a determined look. Well, there was a determined look right there from Albert Pacheco. As he gets ready here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And that is inside. The count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Cachel. Here on the top of the fifth inning, 6-2 San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it is low. Ball 4. Pacheco loses Cachel. Leadoff walk. That is the 3rd walk issued by Pacheco. Back-to-back innings now. Actually, the 2nd and last 3 innings, he's had a leadoff walk. And now for the 4th straight inning, he's allowed the leadoff man on. As again, action in the pen. Braxton Hyde continues to get loose. And here's Zach Morgan, an RBI fielder's choice after an error on the second base on Baylor. As that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. No balls, 1 strike to Morgan. Pacheco comes set. Here's the pitch, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. This is playable for Amaral, and Daniel Amaral makes the catch for the out. 1 away, runner at first, and here comes Anthony Rodriguez, who's done a little bit of everything well tonight. 2 for 2, 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. For Anthony Rodriguez, a .228 batting average, 2 homers, 16 RBI. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. Now, we're talking about promotions for a little bit of everyone. Well, tonight is What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park, as here's a check on the runner in Cachel. He's back safely. But What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. And throughout this season, we'll have a lot of promotions for you. But this one specifically, 2 reserve tickets, 2 Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday, 2 hot dogs and 2 sodas, over a $120 value for just $34. Tomorrow for Game 3 of 6, we'll have another great promotion. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count at 1-2. It is Tioga Thursdays and Fresbro Olympics. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Game 3 of 6 between the Giants and the Grizzlies. 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. What a deal. As here comes the 1-2 to Rodriguez. And that is outside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And then Fresbro Olympics. Well, what is Fresbro Olympics? It's a collaboration between the Grizzlies, Fresno Social Sports, and Fresbro. It will feature a tournament of games coordinated by Fresno Social Sports in Fresbro. As that pitch is fouled off, and Messenger gives a chase but runs out of room. And I think Rodriguez broke his bat. He'll get some new lumber here as the count is at 2-2. So you have giant beer pong, cornhole, and more. That sounds like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I'll be up here, so won't be participating. Maybe Jack will join and will maybe win a medal, as 3 medal winners will be awarded prior to the end of the baseball game and honored on the dugout top. Jack, our media relations intern, I know he would be good if there was any kind of basketball-related skills. There'll be also other in-game skits throughout the game based around the Fresbro Olympics theme. Fans who attend the game can compete. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off by Rodriguez, who got a new bat. The count remains at 2-2. On Friday, July 7th, Game 4 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Healthcare and First Responders Night, presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Here comes the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed. Pacheco wins the battle. Rodriguez out on strikes. 7 Ks now for Pacheco. 2 outs in the inning, and here comes P.J. Hilson. 2-for-2, a double, 2 RBI, and a run scored. As Pacheco now 1 shy of his season high in strikeouts. It's a left-hander trying to get another clean inning. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. It is also Friday Night Fireworks on July 7th and Community Outreach tonight presented by Cherchansky Gold Resort and Casino. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. As that's a high chopper to the third baseman, Perez over to first. It's offline. Messenger tried tagging him. He did not. Now they're going to try to tag him, and he's still safe. As the runner, Hilson, almost went off the bag towards the second base bag. He would have been out if he would have done so. So Hilson reaches on the throwing error by Andy Perez. Cajol up to second. So now runners at first and second with two outs. And here's Jose Ramos, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And here comes Steve Solis. And that will do it for Albert Pacheco, who can't get through 5 innings. It is E5. We'll have a new pitcher, and we'll talk more about Healthcare First Responders Night and Military Appreciation Night right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are still in the top of the fifth inning. New pitcher for Fresno's right-hander Braxton Hyde. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to deep center field. Amaral racing back. He's on the warning track and will make the catch. Jose Ramos missed a three-run homer. That ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies trailing 6-2. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-2 the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Dion Jorge will lead things off against the right-hander Manuel Mercedes here in the bottom of the fifth. Jorge 2-for-2, here's the pitch, and a bunt attempt called a strike, the count at 0-1. Jorge, a single in his first at-bat, a double in his second at-bat, scored a run in his first at-bat. As now time called and a pitch clock violation, apparently. The count 0-2. Now Jorge was in the box, apparently, and not ready to go as the count is at 0-2, and he will take his time right here. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball, and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 0-2 to Jorge. It's outside. The count at 1-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Count 1-2 now to Jorge against Mercedes, who will come set around the belt. And here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it's fouled off by Jorge, who had a great battle his last at-bat against Mercedes, and he won it with a double to left field. Here in the bottom of the fifth, glad you could join us. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Mercedes, and it will skip in there. Ball 2, and that ball almost went over the netting after it skipped to the backstop. So the count now at 2-2. We were talking about healthcare and first responders night, presented by Central California Faculty and Medical Group. Friday night fireworks and community outreach night on July 7th. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off again. That's presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Game 4 of 6, 6:50 p.m. against the Giants. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. On Saturday, July 8th, it's Military Appreciation Night. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here's the 2-2 and a little blooper out to shallow right field. It will be caught on the run by the right fielder in Suarez for the out. What a play. And Jorge's retired. First out of the inning as Jorge is robbed of extra bases by Suarez in shallow right field. One out. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-2. $10 field box tickets for all healthcare workers and first responders. And then Military Appreciation Night will have $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. Here's the pitch. And it's a high chopper up the middle, and it will get through in a center field, a base hit, a one-out single for Bryant Betancourt. He's now 1-3. Fresno has at least one hit in every inning so far. They have 7 overall, as here comes Jamari Baylor, 1-2 with an RBI single back in the first inning. But again, Saturday, July 8th, Military Appreciation Night. $10 field box tickets for all active and former military. Game 5 of 6, first pitch, 6:50 p.m. There's a cold strike to Jamari Baylor, the count at 0-1. Finally, on Sunday, July 9th, to round out this six-game series against the Giants, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Come join us for a pregame catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside, the count at 1-1. Come join us for some catch on the field. Grab a friend, grab a family member, and come hang out with your Fresno Grizzlies on a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Here comes the 1-1 to Baylor, and it's fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Good fastball there for Mercedes. Now, all six games will have the Fresno Social Open, Splash Park Open, water slides, bounce houses, everyone runs the bases postgame, and more. Should be a great series between two of the top teams in the California League North Division. Here's the 1-2 to Baylor, and that is fouled off. The count remains 1-2. Steve Solis watching out down that first baseline. The count remains at 1-2. As Mercedes again comes set, here comes his 1-2. And it's a high chopper into right field. It's a base hit. Rowdy second and a third is Bencourt. Misplayed by the right fielder. It's first and third anyway. So Bencourt gets to third. Jamari Baylor now 2-for-3 with that single. 8 hits for Fresno. And here comes Andy Perez. So first and third, one out. Perez 0-for-2. And the Grizzlies trying to cut into this deficit. They trail 6-2, and that looks to be it for the right-hander in Mercedes. It's going to be a pitching change right here. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, bad all over the world tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning still. The Grizzlies trail 6-2 to San Jose. But the Grizzlies runners at first and third with one out as Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2, will step to the plate against the new Giants pitcher, left-hander Esmerling Vinicio. As he takes over for Manuel Mercedes, his line is not done yet as he's responsible for both runners on. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and it's a called strike from the left-hander in Vinicio. Vinicio is 6'2", 141 pounds. From Villa Maya, Dominican Republic, a free agent in 2019. Appearing in his 18th game, he is 2-6 on the year. That is fouled off. A 4.42 ERA for Vinicio. 38 2/3 innings in his second year with the Giants. As he looks to get out of this inning, he takes on the lefty Perez, and then Bugarin, Messenger, and then Snyder. As the Grizzlies trying to get back into this contest, here comes the 0-2. And that is a high chopper. Cachel, too short. The throw back to first. It's a double play, and the Giants are out of the inning. 3-6-3, a double play. And the Grizzlies come up empty. We head to the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We are in the top of the sixth inning. 6-2, San Jose leads Fresno. As Braxton Hyde back on the bump as he took over for Albert Pacheco, who worked 4 2/3, allowed 6 runs, 4 earned, on 8 hits and 3 walks, he struck out 7. Now Braxton Hyde, who has a third of an inning so far, will take on Turner Hill, and then the top of the Giants lineup here in the top of the 6-6-2, San Jose. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chuck Chancey Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. Here's the 0-1, ground ball pass. The diving first baseman Messenger into right field, a base hit. Turner Hill is now 2-for-3 with that RBI single back in the second. And the leadoff man is on again for San Jose. That is now 4 straight innings. Actually, 4, 5 innings in a row. Now for San Jose, their leadoff man gets on. As Alexander Suarez, who's 1-for-3, comes to the plate, as he will bunt that one up. The catcher, Betancourt, can't make the play. He dives, and it goes out of his glove. The count at 0-1. Betancourt trying making a great play. But unfortunately, could not make it. So now the count 0-1 here to Alexander Suarez. Runner at first, no outs. Here in the top of the sixth inning. As Hyde will come set, here comes his 0-1. Inside, almost hits Suarez. The count now at 1-1 from Braxton Hyde. Hyde is 6'3", 195 pounds, 22 years old from Liberal, Kansas. Here comes the 1-1. And a chopper, and that is fouled off at the dish, according to the home plate umpire. The count at 1-2. Hyde, a 14th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of Butler Community College. Butler Community College, the Grizzlies. So from college to pro, both Grizzlies. Braxton Hyde. Worked a third of an inning so far as he finished up the fifth inning. As here comes the 1-2 instead of a check on the runner Hill. He's back safely. Count remains at 1-2. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Hyde will come set. Here comes the pitch. Inside, and it's now 2-2. Betancourt cannot hold on to that fastball from Braxton Hyde. So count now at 2-2. 94 from Hyde right there. Turner Hill takes his lead. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt, and it gets away from Betancourt. And that will advance Hill to second base. Believe that's a wild pitch. So now runner at second. The count is full. 3-2 to Suarez, who last night had 3 hits, including a game-tying homer in the ninth inning against Braxton Hyde. Hyde is appearing in his 20th game. He has a 2-1 record, a 6.92 ERA. As that ball is flown foul, and the count will remain at 3-2. It is a wild pitch officially for Braxton Hyde. That's the Giants trying to extend their lead. They lead 6-2 here in the sixth. Fresno's had opportunities all evening, have not been able to capitalize yet. Here comes the 3-2, and that is swung on and missed. And there goes Alexander Suarez down on strikes. First strikeout for Braxton Hyde. 8th strikeout for Grizzlies pitching. One out in the inning as here comes Diego Velasquez, who's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. Velasquez, the last time these two teams tangled in Excite Ballpark, Velasquez reached base 3 times in 5 games. Here comes the pitch from Braxton Hyde. And Velasquez looking to bunt. It goes inside. The count at 1-0. First time we've also seen Velasquez from the left side. With the lefty Pacheco, the switch hitter was on the right side. 0-for-3 so far. Batting average now dipping below 300. Still 5 homers this year. The first baseman Messenger creeping in on the grass. Here comes the pitch. And a bunt attempt, and it's a strike. And the throw down is second, not in time. As they're trying to get Turner Hill. Count now 1-1. Turner Hill, the runner at second. 5'10", 180 pounds. Played independent ball before being signed by the San Francisco Giants. Count of 1-1. Third baseman Perez playing just off the line at third. Here comes the pitch. And that is just outside and a little bit high. The count at 2-1. 87 miles per hour from Hyde. It was 3 pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate from Hyde. It's now 2-2. And Braxton Hyde, his past couple of outings, has had a lot of success, especially with that changeup. I wonder if we'll see it here. 2-2. 1 out here in the top of the 6th inning. 6-2 Giants lead as that pitch is inside. The count now at 3-2. He went to the slider there. So now the count full. Tanner Otremba on deck. 3-2. Here comes the pitch from Hyde as he looks back the runner. And it is outside and a little bit low. 4. Velasquez works the walk. Now runners at first and second with 1 out. 4th walk by Grizzlies pitching. And here comes the DH and Tanner Otremba. And one of our keys to the game was limit the walks. Fresno had 2 walks all last night. Tonight, 4 so far. Now here's Otremba. 1-for-2, a single and a stolen base. He also scored a run back in the 3rd inning. Had a home run last night, his 4th of the season. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Good stop from Bencourt. The count at 1-0 from Braxton Hyde. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. A couple games still going on. Both 1-run games. Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire already done tonight. Here comes the 1-0. And that is inside. And it hits Otremba. And he will take his base. So hit by pitch, up to second goes Velasquez, to third goes Hill. So a hit by pitch, first hit by pitch this evening. Bases loaded now, 1 out for Andrew Cachel, who has reached base 3 times. A pair of walks, a single, and a run scored. The former Fresno State Bulldog trying to extend this Giants lead. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer for a visit. As Braxton Hyde trying to get out of this frame without any damage. Fresno will have Bugarin, Messenger, and Snyder in the bottom of the 6th inning. These two teams have played a lot of close games this year and over the past couple of seasons. In 2022, Fresno won 17 of their 30 matchups against the Giants. And then took 16 out of 30 in 2021. Both teams, their only sweep so far coming in the postseason. The widest margin of victory for the Grizzlies against San Jose was 15 last year on August 2nd here at Chukchansey Park, a 20-5 win. It was the most runs scored by the Grizzlies also in a game against the Giants. But this year, a lot of very close games. Last night, 5-4 in 10 innings. Fresno beating San Jose on June 3rd, 5-4. San Jose beating Fresno 2-1 the night before that on June 2nd. That's just over the past couple of games. Here comes the pitch to Cachel, and that is swung on and missed. Good fastball. Cachel missing that one. The count at 0-1. 94 there from Braxton Hyde, consistently with that fastball. Hyde will come set. Here comes his 0-1. Outside for a ball. The count at 1-1. Right back to that fastball. Runner at third is Turner Hill. The runner at second, Velasquez. Over at first, Otremba. Here comes the 1-1 to Cachel. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Baylor. Baylor to the shortstop, Jorge to first. Not in time. It will score a run. Hill comes in to score. Velasquez over to third. Otremba is out at second. It goes 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Cachel reaches on the fielder's choice. It's an RBI for him. So it's now 7-2 San Jose here in the sixth. Two outs now, and it's Zach Morgan, who is 0-3. He doesn't have an RBI and a run, though, back in the third. That run is earned to Hyde. And now a check on the runner, and Cachel, good throw over there from Braxton Hyde. We've already seen a pickoff today. Pacheco getting Suarez back in the fourth inning. And how time called, and it was at the plate. We don't see a violation. We've had a couple tonight as well. 7-2 the score here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch from Hyde. And it is just inside and low in the count at 1-0. Good pitch right there. Hyde not happy with himself. Thought he threw a strike. So now we'll have to battle from behind here against Zach Morgan, who flew out back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and that is a little bit low, and the count now at 2-0. Good fastball there from Hyde. 95 miles per hour as Anthony Rodriguez is on deck. Right now, if you're Hyde, you need to get Zach Morgan out. Here's the pitch, and that is a little bit low. 3-0. No action in either pen, so this is Braxton Hyde's opportunity to get out of it. 3-0. As Hyde's ERA now at an even 7. Here comes the 3-0, and it is 4. Just misses low. And that will load the bases once again. Velasquez stays at third. Up to second goes Cachel. Now Morgan to first. And here comes Rodriguez, who's 2-for-3. 2 doubles, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. First time he has played in this series as well. Joined the Giants last time these two teams met in San Jose. Here comes the pitch to Rodriguez. And that's a fly ball to center field. It is in shallow right center field. And it's Amaral who's there to make the catch. San Jose does score a run, though, on a fielder's choice. 7-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-2, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Jesus Bouguerin will lead things off against Esmerlin Vinicio. Fenicio, a big double play to get out of that fifth inning. And now here's Bugarin, who's 0 for 1 with a walk. First pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Bugarin, a 10-game hit streak right now. 19 RBI in that span. 47 RBI on the season. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-2. With Vinicio picking up that double play, here's the final line for starter Manuel Mercedes. 4-1 third innings. He's allowed 8 hits, 2 runs. Both of them were earned. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. Here comes the 0-2 to Bugarin. And it is outside. The count at 1-2. That ball getting to the backstop. 7-2 San Jose leading Fresno in the bottom of the 6th. The Grizzlies have won 12 of their last 14 games, 22 of their last 27. And it started against these Giants. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off. Bugarin, how did he hit that? That was a great off-speed pitch from Vinicio on the hands, and Bugarin just getting a piece of it. Bugarin, a free swinger. 1-2. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Here comes the pitch from Vinicio, and that is called strike 3. Bugarin caught looking on an off-speed pitch high in the zone. That is the first strikeout for Vinicio. And here comes Skyler Messenger, who is 2-for-2, a single and a double. 5 hits in this series, 3 for extra bases. Now Messenger hit over 300 in the month of June and has continued his great play here in July. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Skyler Messenger, 6'3", 220 pounds, 24 years old from Boulder, Colorado, went to Niwot High School. Here comes the 0-1, and that is inside, and the count at 1-1, just missed. Messenger now batting .280, by the way. Heading into June, Messenger was batting .240. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count now 1-2. And hitting coach Trevor Burmeister said that they fixed parts of Messenger's swing, which helped the plane of his bat across the zone. He's been able to lift the ball better, more power as well, and Messenger very big in the weight room. And all the pieces coming together for the 24-year-old. Here comes the 1-2. And that is inside. The count of 2-2. And Messenger went to Texas in his final collegiate season after spending his first couple of years at the University of Kansas. And he went to Texas to play under Matt Holliday and Troy Tulowitzki. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Almost hits Messenger. The count at 3-2. Morgan, the catcher, thinking that Messenger initially swung. The count now full, 3-2, as the Grizzlies trying to make another comeback clause victory tonight. Here comes the 3-2, and it is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Another great breaking ball from Vinicio. Back-to-back strikeouts, 2 away, and here comes Jake Snyder, 0-for-1, a walk and a run. As Jake Snyder tries to face Vinicio, so far Vinicio a double play and 2 strikeouts. Looked really good out of the pen. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And that is a ball back to Vinicio. He fields it over to first in time. A 1-2-3 inning. Vinicio doing it all himself. We head to the top of the 7th. 7-2 San Jose. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards, When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, 7-2, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the seventh inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. P.J. Hilson will lead things off 2-for-3. Here's the pitch from Braxton Hyde, and it's fouled off. The count at no balls and one strike. P.J. Hilson has an RBI double back in the third inning. Reached on an error his last time up. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. The count now at 1-1. Actually, it might be 2-1. The first one was a ball. So 2-1. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. Amaral racing back. He's got plenty of room. He will make the catch for the out. Hilson retired. One away as here comes Jose Ramos. That's Braxton Hyde going to eat up some innings right here. So far, Hyde 1 2/3 innings. His career high in innings pitched 2 1/3. As now he takes on Jose Ramos. 2 strikeouts and a fly out for Ramos. Here's the pitch. And that's a high chopper to the third baseman, Perez. Perez, here's a throw in time. Ramos making it close there. It goes 5-3, quickly 2 outs, and here comes Turner Hill. Hill has reached twice, an RBI single back in the second. He scored in the sixth inning as the Giants lead the Grizzlies 7-2 here in the seventh. Fresno, though, their final three innings still to go where they have scored the majority of their runs this season. 37% of their runs scored in innings 7-9. Here's the pitch, and it's a bunt attempt, and Hill with his speed will get there. As that gets away from the third baseman Perez, who tried barehanding it, the ball ends up near the third base bag. And Turner Hill, a two-out single. He's now reached 3 times tonight with 3 singles. So the bunt single right there. 2 outs, runner at first, and here comes Alexander Suarez. 10 hits now for the Giants. Back-to-back games with double-digit hits. It's a team that is right up there in the California League in all of single-A baseball in batting average. Inland Empire of the 66ers. They're right up there as well, as that's a called strike to Suarez. The count at 0-1. Suarez, a single back in the fourth inning. He has struck out twice as well. Here comes the 0-1 to Suarez, and that's a ground ball down the left field line, a base hit. Hill has speed. He will head to third. That is play down left field by Snyder, and now Hill coming to the plate. Here's the throw. It is late to third, and Suarez is there. Dion Jorge had no idea that Hill was coming to the plate. He never stopped. He scores. It's 8-2 Giants. So Turner Hill showing off the wheels. He has now scored 2 times. Suarez, I believe they're going to rule it a double and advance to third on the throw. It's an RBI for Suarez as well. So now runner at third with 2 outs, and here's Velasquez, 0-3 with a walk, as that is a bunt attempt, and it's missed. The count at 0-1. It is a double and an RBI for Suarez. So 1 run on 2 hits this inning so far. And No balls, one strike, two outs here in the inning. 8-2 San Jose. Here's the pitch and a high chopper, and that will be fielded by the first baseman Messenger. He tags the runner, and he does get the out before the run comes in to score. But the Giants get another run as we head to the stretch here at Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4. Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-2, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Parker Kelly will lead things off against Esmerling Vinicio. Vinicio has gotten five outs so far, double play, two strikeouts, and a ball back to him against Parker Kelly, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. As the first pitch is in there for a strike, the count at 0-1 from Esmerling Vinicio. Count 0-1 of Parker Kelly. Action now in Fresno's pen. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Quickly 0-2 to Parker Kelly from Vinicio. Vinicio this year against the Grizzlies has appeared in three games, a 1-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. Here comes the 0-2, and that is a line drive base hit to left field. Parker Kelly now 2-for-3, and Fresno has their ninth hit of the game. As here comes Daniel Amaral, 0-for-3, looks for his first hit of the series. Amaral hit safely in his first nine games when joining Fresno. From Vinicio, Austin Becker starts to get loose down in the Grizzlies' pen. As that's a bunt attempt from Amaral, it is going to go foul. The count at 0-1 is the first baseman in Cachel giving it chase. From Vinicio, who is appearing in his 19th game, he's made one start, a 2-6 record, a 4.42 ERA for the left-hander. Back for his second season with the Giants. No balls, one strike to Amaral. Here comes the pitch from Vinicio, and that is fouled off quickly, 0-2. Let's give you some scores around the California League. Let's start with a game that's over in Inland Empire. Rancho Cucamonga winning 2-0. They scored both their runs in the fifth inning. Ibarra picking up his fifth win of the season. The loss to Arena, he is now 1-3 as Amaral fouls it off. The count remains at 0-2. Safe to Ramirez's first. Inland Empire only three hits and all singles. Ronaldo Flores, the former San Jose Giant, 1-for-3. He had a great series here at Chancy Park. A couple home runs. Here comes the 0-2 to Amaral. And that is swung on and missed. And Amaral down on strikes. That is the first out of the inning. That is the third strikeout now for Vinicio. And with one out, here comes Dion Jorge, 2-for-3. A single, double, and a run scored back in the first inning. For Rancho Cucamonga, they had RBIs from Reed and Dayton Dooney. Dooney, two hits at the bottom of the lineup, including a double. Luis Rodriguez had a triple as well as second of the season. Here's the pitch outside. Count of 1-0 to Jorge. Let's go over to the other game in the South Division. Visalia and Lake Elsinore in the Storm beating the Rawhide 9-6. That is in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-0 to Jorge. And that is a fly ball foul. The count at 1-1. Lake Elsinore scoring four runs in the first. They have scored in every inning but the third. They have 13 hits already. Every batter but their nine-hole hitter has at least one hit. Robertson, the right fielder, two hits, an RBI, three runs scored. As that pitch is a called strike on the inside part of the plate, 1-2. Good pitch there from Vinicio. Two RBI for Ethan Salas, and also Griffin Dorshing as well. And their third baseman, Ortiz, three hits and two RBI, both career highs for him. Here's the 1-2, and that is fouled off by Jorge. We'll do it again with the same count. For Visalia on the other side, they have a home run from Carey on his third of the year, the former Rancho Cucamonga Quake. Lake Elsinore, by the way, back to their home runs. We didn't talk about that. Dorshing, Salas, and Zavala all going deep. Salas now is back-to-back games with a home run. Here's the pitch to Jorge. Swung on and missed. And Vinicio picks up his fourth strikeout of the game. Two outs now. And here's Bryant Betancourt, 1-for-3 with a single. A lefty-lefty matchup. Parker Kelly, the runner at first. He had a leadoff single in the Grizzlies. Tonight, they have left six on base. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. Finally, let's go over to Modesto, where the Modesto Nuts lead the Stockton Ports 2-1. That's in the bottom of the eighth. Modesto a run in the first, and then they took the lead with a run in the fifth inning. But low scoring at John Thurman Field. Cole Young a homer, as that pitch is fouled off. The count now at 0-2 to Betancourt. That was Young's fifth homer of the season. As Stockton, they're going to try to tie that game up. Modesto right now in second place in the Cal League North Division here in the second half. Fresno gave them all five of their losses. Here comes the 0-2 to Bryant Betancourt. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and it gets away from the catcher, and Morgan up to second goes Kelly. I wonder if they're counting as a pass ball. So two outs, runner at second now. Betancourt, the count at 1-2. That one was the inside part of the plate. It is a pass ball. As the catcher, Morgan, according to the official score, put enough mitt on it to make a play. The count remains at 1-2. Bryant Betancourt has had a really good month of June, has started July hot as well. Multiple RBI games in Stockton. As that is a ground ball down the right field lineup, base hit into the Grizzlies bullpen. Extra bases for Bryant Betancourt. This will score Kelly. Betancourt into second with an RBI double. It's now 8-3. Bryant Betancourt, as we said, multiple RBI games in Stockton. He now has an RBI double. 2-for-4 tonight for Betancourt. That scores Parker Kelly. Second hit of the inning. First run of the inning as well. And here comes second baseman Jamari Baylor, who's 2-for-3, an RBI single back in the first. Giants still lead by 5, though. The Grizzlies trying to get back into this. Here comes the pitch, and Baylor swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies now, the seventh inning. This has been their best inning all season. They have scored 69 runs in the seventh inning this year. 37% of the runs in innings 7-9 as Baylor takes a pitch high. They count it 1-1. 165 of the Grizzlies' 443 total runs scored in their final three innings. The Grizzlies have 13 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later this season. Here comes the pitch, and that is low for a ball. The count now at 2 balls and a strike to Baylor. Fresno scored first tonight. They are 28-5 when scoring first this season. Here comes the 2-1 to Baylor. And that's a fly ball out to left center field. Extra bases for Jamari Baylor. He will trade places with Bettencourt. An RBI double for Jamari Baylor. And just like that, it's 8-4. Baylor now his third hit of the game. He has two RBI. Bettencourt comes in to score. This is all with two outs. Third hit of the inning, second run as well. It's now 8-4 as here comes Andy Perez, 0-3. A strikeout, a ground out, and a double play for him. And he's going to try to keep things going here for Fresno. Now 70 runs here in the seventh inning this season as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. For Andy Perez. No balls, one strike. Runner at second. As the third baseman in Rodriguez playing off the bag at third. Here's the pitch. And that is a ground ball. And it goes under the glove of the first baseman, Cachel. Here's the throw to the plate. It goes off the first baseman's glove. And that will score Baylor. It's now 8-5. Baylor comes in to score. Perez, that went through the wickets of Cachel at first. That will score a run as well. It is a hit. It went through the wickets of Cachel, but it is ruled a single. An RBI single. So now runner at first. Here's the pitch, and swung and a miss by Bougarin. The count at 0-1. For Fresno, that is their fourth hit this inning. They have now scored three runs, all with two outs. Here comes the 0-1 to Bougarin. And that is swung on a miss, quickly 0-2. Perez the runner at first, two outs this inning. Back-to-back doubles, Bettencourt and Baylor, and now the RBI single from Perez. Kelly started the inning with a single. The Grizzlies now trail 8-5. Here's the pitch. And that's a little blooper out to center field. Will it get down? And it's caught by the shortstop, and Velasquez on the run. That ends the inning. But the Grizzlies score three runs thanks to a pair of RBI doubles and Andy Perez's RBI single. We head to the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 8-5 San Jose leads Fresno as Tanner Otremba swings and misses on the pitch from Austin Becker. The count of no balls and one strike. Austin Becker takes over for Braxton Hyde, who worked 2 1/3 innings. Here's the pitch from Becker outside to Otremba. The count now at 1-1. Hyde, 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 2 walks, 1 strikeout. He also hit a batter. But Braxton Hyde, despite allowing 2 runs, has kept the Grizzlies in this game, as that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies have scored 3 runs here in the 7th, it's now an 8-5 game. As Austin Becker appears in his 11th game, a 1-1 record, a 0.82 ERA, as that pitch is fouled off by Otremba. The count remains at 1-2. Austin Becker is 6'5", 215 pounds, 23 years old, from Sunbury, Ohio, a 16th round draft pick in 2022. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Otremba. We'll do it again at the same count. Otremba tonight 1-for-2, a single walk and hit by pitch for him. He's also scored a run back in the third. Batting .276, Tanner Otremba. Here comes the 1-2. And that is swung on and missed. An elevated fastball. Otremba down on strikes for the second time. First strikeout for Becker. 9th for Fresno pitching. And here's Andrew Cagle, who's reached base 4 times. 2 walks, a fielder's choice, a single, 1 RBI, and 1 run for him as well. As Austin Becker elevating the fastball against Tanner Otremba. Here's the pitch to Cagle. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies, they just trail by 3 against Austin Becker. Becker, here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Good fastball in the outside part of the plate. Quickly 0-2. 95 miles per hour there from the right-hander in Austin Becker. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball once again. Down goes Cagle. Back-to-back K's for Austin Becker. Great pitch right there from Becker. 2 away, and here comes Zach Morgan. Morgan, an RBI on an air fielder's choice back in the third. He also scored a run. He walked in the 6th inning. A ground out and a fly out as well, so 0-for-3 tonight. Here comes the pitch from Austin Becker. And that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. A 16th round draft pick in 2022 out of Texas Tech. Becker went to Vanderbilt initially. And then went from the Commodores to the Red Raiders. Here comes the 0-1 from Becker. And that's a called strike. Good fastball there from Becker on the inside part of the plate at 94. Quickly 0-2. Great pitch right there from Becker. Now Becker looking to punch out the side. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is a ground ball, base hit to left field. Great piece of hitting right there for Zach Morgan. He hits the breaking ball that hung a little bit. A single there for Morgan. His first hit of the night. It is now 12 hits for San Jose. And with 2 outs, here's Anthony Rodriguez. 2-for-4. 2 doubles. An RBI and 2 runs scored. He flew out in his last at-bat. As the Grizzlies trail 8-5 here. Gave you scores around the California League a little bit earlier. Still 2-1 Modesto against Stockton. That's in the 9th inning. Visalia trails Lake Elsinore 9-6 in the bottom of the 6th inning. But Visalia trying to score a couple runs as well. Here comes the 1-0 and a check back on Morgan. He's in there safely. Good throw over there from Austin Becker, who is teammates with Parker Kelly. The guy who's just in right field for the Grizzlies tonight. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. And the count now at 2 balls and no strikes here in the top of the 8th inning. Glad you could join us tonight. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a pop-up, and it will go foul. And the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in the pen for San Jose. I wonder if it's Daniel Blair, number 13. 2 balls, 1 strike. as the ball gets away from the Giants bullpen. So two balls, one strike. The runner, Morgan, leads from first. Here comes the pitch. And that is a fly ball out to left field. Jake Snyder is over there. He will make the catch. And Austin Becker, a clean eighth inning. Come on back to the bottom half of the eighth. The Grizzlies trying to make a comeback clause victory. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 8-5 San Jose leads Fresno as Skyler Messenger will lead things off against Tyler Vogel. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food. Boston House of Pizza is now open in Fresno on North Cedar Avenue. Experience their Eastern-style pizza, sandwiches, and more. You can give them a call at 559-449-3880 for all your Boston House of Pizza needs. First pitch from Tyler Vogel to Skyler Messenger is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Boston House of Pizza for providing tonight's press box food and being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the 0-1 to Messenger, and that is fouled off quickly 0-2. Messenger, 2-for-3, a single and a double. He also struck out looking in his last at-bat. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt, and it will bounce to the screen. The count now at 1-2. Action now in Fresno's pen. 8-5. Tyler Vogel appearing in his 24th game, a 4-4 record, a 4.26 ERA, a hard-throwing right-hander. Here's the 1-2, and that will skip in again, and now 2-2. As Vogel overthrowing that breaking ball that did not even reach the plate. Tyler Hoffman in the pen for Fresno. Two balls, two strikes, as the Grizzlies trying to get back into this. They scored three runs in the seventh, looking to add more here. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Messenger down on strikes. Vogel picks up a big strikeout. And with one away, here's Jake Snyder. Vinicio's final line, the left-hander, after he is replaced by Tyler Vogel. Vinicio, 2 2/3 of three-run baseball, allowed four hits, no walks. He struck out four batters. He was very efficient, especially early. But again, eating innings for the Giants. Here's the pitch to Snyder. It is there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies trying to make a comeback win tonight. Here's the pitch. And that is a ball. Just missing inside. The count at 1-1. Giants pitching coach Dan Runser was ejected early on. Pitching coordinator's in town for San Jose. He's taking over their pitching duties as that is outside. The count now at 2-1. It was actually the second time Runzler's been ejected here at Chukchansey Park as a coach. One time as a player. That was in Salt Lake. As that is a called strike to Snyder. The count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from Tyler Vogel. At 96 miles per hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is inside, ball 3, as Snyder works the count full. Trying to get on for Fresno. They need a comeback win tonight. Trying to continue their winning ways. Winners of 12 of their last 14, 22 of their last 27. Here comes the 3-2, and that is fouled off by Snyder right at the dish, and we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for Thursday Night Baseball from Chukchansey Park. Tomorrow, July 6th. Here comes the 3-2, and that is a high chopper to the shortstop. This is Velasquez over to first, and it is in time. Snyder was bolting down the line, but he is retired. It goes 6-3. 2 outs, and here comes Parker Kelly. 2-for-3. 2 singles, RBI, and a run. And Parker Kelly, last inning, started the inning with a single. Came around to score on the RBI double from Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the pitch to Kelly. And that is outside. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. And we mentioned Dan Runzler a little bit earlier. Well, there are multiple former Fresno Grizzlies on the San Jose Giants staff as that pitch is high. The count at 2-0, which include hitting coach Travis Ishikawa, who we're going to try to get on the pregame show at some point this week, and fundamentals coach Yedwin Villegas, who was a middle infielder for Fresno years ago. Here comes the 2-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. And a lot of fans may recognize Travis Ishikawa's name, a guy who was selected in the 21st round by the Giants out of high school and played with the Giants for years. As that pitch is outside, the count at 3-1. The infamous home run to get the Giants the championship, the NL championship, against St. Louis. Home run to right field. 3 balls, 1 strike to Parker Kelly. Here's the pitch. And that is fouled off. The count now at 3-2. And if we get Ishikawa on the pregame, of course, we'll ask him about that home run. Ishikawa, besides being the Giants hitting coach, is also going to NBC Sports to do some coverage in their postgame show. So guy who's very busy. Can't wait for his All-Star break, he said, though. He'll spend time with his family. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the 8th. Here comes the pitch, and that is low, ball 4. A 2-out walk to Parker Kelly, who has reached base 3 times. Third walk by San Jose pitching. And here comes Daniel Amaral, 0-for-4. Amaral in this series, 0-for-9. And this was a guy who was on a 9-game hit streak coming to tonight's contest. Batting average now down to 300 on the dot, an 837 OPS. Here comes the first pitch to Amaral, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. We have tonight's attendance, 2,187, 2,187 tonight. Last night we had a sold-out crowd. Nice crowd here on a Wednesday as well. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. The count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. So again, tonight's attendance, 2,187. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs here in the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, just missing. The count at 2-1. Good spot there from Vogel. Vogel is 6 feet, 175 pounds. Drafted in the 12th round by the Giants in 2022 out of Dunedin, Florida. Again, a very hard-throwing right-hander. Here comes the 2-1 from Vogel. And that is a called strike. Similar pitch as the one before. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almost the exact same spot. As Amaral will have to battle here. Runner at first with 2 outs. Dion Jorge on deck. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a ground ball to the third baseman. It goes foul. Rodriguez was right there. As that ball just foul. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here at Chukchansey Park, Tyler Hoffman continues to get loose down in the pen. And I wonder if the Giants will just let Vogel finish this one out. Multiple saves on the year for Vogel. Here comes the 2-2 to Amaral. And it's a high chopper again. This is the shortstop, Velasquez. He tries barehanding it, and he can't make the play. That was going to be a tough play with the speed of Amaral. Kelly gets the second. Amaral, the infield single. And Fresno, their 13th hit tonight. They have more hits than San Jose. And now here's Dion Jorge. 2 for 4, a single, double, and a run scored. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Jorge, the tying run at the dish. Of course, you would love for him to hit a home run, but right now, you would love for him to continue this trend of 2-out base running. Here comes the pitch to Jorge. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Just nipped the outside part of the plate. Good off-speed pitch there from Vogel. Nice crowd watching Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 1-1 as Brian Betancourt waits on deck. Fresno, their next 3 batters in their lineup have all had multi-hit games. The next 2, Betancourt and Baylor, have 3 of the 5 Fresno RBI. Here's the 1-1, and that is a check swing, and it will go foul. And the count now at 1-2. Dion Jorge is the 4th Cuban prospect to suit up with the Grizzlies since 2021. Eddie Diaz, Yankiel Fernandez, and Andy Perez, his teammates. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is high for a ball, and the count now at 2-2 from Vogel. Vogel trying to elevate a fastball here against Jorge. In his 3rd game with the Grizzlies, a big opportunity here for Jorge. Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. And that is outside, and it gets to the backstop. That goes past the catcher, Morgan. Up to 2nd and 3rd go Amaral and Kelly. That is a wild pitch. 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs. And the count is full now to Jorge with Bryant Betancourt on deck. As the Grizzlies trying to make a comeback win tonight. 3 runs in the 7th. They scored a run in the 1st, a run in the 2nd. They trailed 8-2 at one point. Here's the 3-2. And that is a ground ball. Slowly hits the first baseman. The throw to the pitcher. And it gets away to the dugout. This will score a pair of runs. Jorge up to 2nd. It's 8-7. The first baseman, Cachel, going way off the bag at 1st. The pitcher, Vogel, had a cover. The throw is offline. It goes all the way towards the Grizzlies' dugout, and it's a 1-run game. Kelly scores. Amaral scores from 2nd. Jorge up to 2nd on the throwing error. We'll see what they rule it, but 2 runs come in to score. And all of a sudden, it's a 1-run game with Bryant Betancourt stepping up to the plate. Single, 2 RBI, E3 for Jorge. So it is E3. So it's a hit and an error. So now runner at 2nd with 2 outs. And here's Bryant Betancourt, 2 for 4. An RBI double and a run in the 7th inning. The Grizzlies trail 8-7 now. So Jorge, his 3rd hit of the game, and now a pair of RBI for him. Here's the pitch to Betancourt, and it almost hits him, and it gets away! Jorge to 3rd! He will stop there! And now the tying run is at 3rd with 2 outs. And Bryant Betancourt, who has 2 hits and an RBI. So it was a single and a ground ball to the first baseman in Andrew Cachel. Cachel could not make the throw to the pitcher covering in Vogel. And Horry got to second on the throw. Here comes the 1-0, and it's high. It's now 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And the Grizzlies now, Jamari Baylor on deck. And all of a sudden, a momentum swing. Fresno's now scored 5 runs in innings 7 through 9. Here comes the 2-0. Swung on and missed. Good fastball there from Vogel. Past the bat of Betancourt at 94. 8-7. San Jose leads Fresno here in the bottom of the 8th. Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 10-7. Stockton just took a 3-2 lead over Modesto in the 9th. Here comes the 2-1 to Betancourt. Here's the pitch. And it is low. It's 3-1. As Betancourt now in the driver's seat, can he get a pitch to handle? Runner at third. 2 outs. 8-7. San Jose leads Fresno. Here comes the 3-1. Outside ball 4. Betancourt will reach. And he'll bring up Jamari Baylor. First and third. 2 outs now. Jamari Baylor. 3-for-4. 2 singles, a double. He has a pair of RBI and a run scored. Jamari Baylor last night did not have a chance to hit with a runner at third. Now he gets a chance here as E.J. Andrews Jr. will pinch run for Bryant Betancourt at first base. So number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. So Andrews Jr. will now pinch run here for Bryant Betancourt. He's the runner at first. Jorge the runner at third. First and third, 2 outs. A mound visit, by the way, for San Jose. Jamari Baylor, 3-for-4, batting .346 on the season. 6 homers, a 1.123 OPS. He doesn't need a homer. A single would tie this game. As Fresno trying to make a comeback clause win tonight. This Grizzlies team has been unbelievable over their past 27 games. Can magic come again? Here comes the pitch from Vogel to Baylor. Here it is. And it's high for a ball. The count at 1-0. Andy Perez on deck. He had an RBI single back in the 7th inning. Here comes the 1-0. And Baylor takes it for a strike. The count at 1-1. Good fastball there from Vogel on the outside part of the plate at 94. 1-1. 2 outs. Runners at first and third. And Fresno scoring all 5 runs tonight with 2 outs. All 5 runs in the last 2 innings with 2 outs. Here's the pitch to Baylor. And it's outside. The count at 2-1. Actually, if you look back at it, Fresno does have 7 2-out runs tonight. They can make it 8 right here, maybe more. 2 and a strike to Jamari Baylor. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball, 3-1. Baylor last night did not get an opportunity for a game-winning hit thanks to the balk in the 10th. Baylor gets his chance tonight. First and third. 2 outs, 3-1 count. Here comes the pitch to Baylor. And he swings and misses. And the count full 3-2. Good pitch from Vogel on the inside part of the plate. Challenging Baylor at 94. And now what you do as a kid growing up. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at the corners. Timeout called by Baylor at the plate. 3-2. 2 outs. Runners at first and third. 8-7. San Jose leads Fresno. The Grizzlies trying to get back into this one. Here comes the 3-2 to Baylor. And it is outside! Ball four, and that will load the bases. Just missing Andrews Jr. to second. Jorge stays at third. Third walk by Vogel in the inning. Bases loaded. There is action now down in San Jose pen. Two outs, and it's Andy Perez. One for four, an RBI single back in the seventh inning. What do they throw Perez here? 8-7. And that will do it right there. They're going to take out Vogel. As it's Julio Rodriguez, the guy we faced last night in the 10th. He is back out to face Andy Perez. We'll be right back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Tansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Tansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth, two outs. Bases loaded. San Jose leads Fresno 8-7, but Andy Perez and the Grizzlies have a chance to take the lead. Perez 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the seventh as he takes on Julio Rodriguez. Rodriguez last night, he allowed a wild pitch and then the game-winning run off a balk back in tonight. And here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And Perez looks to bunt, and it gets away! And here comes the run, and we are tied! Deion Jorge scores! We are tied at 8! The catcher, Morgan, didn't realize the ball got away, and when he did, he picked it up. Jorge down the line, Morgan went to tag him, and Jorge scores! We are tied! Are you kidding me? Fresno has come back from an 8-2 deficit. Deion Jorge, the speed kills. And we are tied at 8. It is a passed ball scoring Deion Jorge, and we are tied. That run goes to Vogel. And we are tied at 8 here in the 8th. Here comes the 1-0 to Perez. And Perez, ground ball, base hit to left field, rounding third. Here comes the go-ahead run. The Grizzlies have the lead. Perez, the RBI single. Fresno in front. Andy Perez, a clutch RBI single, 9-8 Grizzlies. Fresno has roared back, and they have the lead. Andy Perez scores E.J. Andrews Jr. Up to third goes Baylor. The third hit of the inning, the third run of the inning. Actually, it's the fourth run of the inning. So now here's Bugarin, the ninth batter of the inning. 9-8 Fresno. Here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Bugarin, 0-3, a walk back in the second inning. He is looking to extend his hit streak to 11 games. Here comes the 0-1. And that is a line drive base hit. Bugarin to the gap. Extends his hitting streak. That will score one. Here comes the second run. The throw. Actually, they're going to hold him at third. Oh, Cesar Galvez. Smart look right there. Great cutoff. It's 10-8 Fresno. Bugarin, the RBI double. And just like that, it's 10-8. Baylor scores. Up to third goes Perez. Bugarin extends his hit streak to 11 games. Another hit, another run. And now the 10th batter of the inning. And it's Skyler Messenger who struck out to start the frame. This is all with two outs. As that's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Stockton beats Modesto 3-2 tonight. And now Fresno looking for a comeback win. Here's the pitch to Messenger. And that's a fly ball! Left field! That ball is off the wall! Extra bases! This will score two! Skyler Messenger makes it 12-8! Fresno continues to score here in the eighth! A 7-run inning! And the Grizzlies have scored 10 over their past two innings. Perez scores. Bugarin scores. An RBI double for Skyler Messenger. It's a 2-RBI double. Another hit. Another two runs. It is now 12-8. As that's outside of Snyder. Ball one. The count at 1-0. Unbelievable. This Fresno team is something special. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Jake Snyder 0-3. Scored a run back in the second inning. Skyler Messenger's eighth double of the season. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed, and it's quickly 1-2 to Snyder. The 11th batter of the inning. Fresno has scored 7 runs here in the 8th. Here comes the 1-2 to Jake Snyder, and he swings and misses. But your Fresno Grizzlies, 7 runs, and they lead now 12-8 as we head to the 9th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies, a 7-run bottom of the eighth inning. They lead 12-8 as Zach Agnos will take over on the bump for the Grizzlies. Zach Agnos, number 14 on the back of his red jersey. He'll take over for Austin Becker on the bump. Agnos will take on Hilson, Ramos, and Hill, the bottom three of the San Jose lineup. Becker, one inning of work, one hit, no runs. No walks, two Ks for Becker. As the first pitch is fouled off by Hilson, the count at 0-1. Jesus Ordonez will now catch here for E.J. Andrews Jr., who pinch ran for Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the 0-1 from Agnos, and it's outside, 1-1. Get ready for an electrifying experience at your Chancey Golds 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure tickets now. Go to ChirchanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chirchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. Here in the top of the ninth inning, we thank Chirchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-2 from Agnos. It's high for ball. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Agnos inside. The count now at 3-2. Here in the top of the ninth inning, 12-8. Fresno leads San Jose. The Grizzlies 10 runs over their past two innings. 12 two-run hits. That's a fly ball to deep center field. Amaral racing back. He looks up, and he will make the catch on the run. What a play from the center fielder Amaral for the first out. Hilson's retired. And here comes Jose Ramos, who's 0-4. The Grizzlies, this team, winners of 12 of their last 14, 22 of their last 27. They were trailing 8-2, their largest deficit of the season. And they have roared back and now lead by 4. Here's the pitch. It goes to the backstop. The count at 1-0. Zach Agnos, this is his 26th game, a 2-2 record, a 3.45 ERA. For Agnos, 13 saves leads the California League. A former East Carolina Pirate in Agnos. Here's the pitch, fly ball, right center field. It's going to be a tough play again. Amaral racing over, and he makes the play again. Amaral, two straight outs to him. And now the Grizzlies an out away from another win. Turner Hill will come to the plate, 3-for-4. 3 singles, an RBI, 2 runs scored. And the last chance for San Jose, the Grizzlies looking for their 5th straight win. They would be 10-1 here in the second half. The other team who has played well in the second half, as that's a ground ball to the shortstop, and actually it's the second baseman, Baylor. He will make the play. Hill beats it out, an infield single. That was a broken bat. And Hill, another single, 4-for-5 tonight. And now with two away, here's Alexander Suarez, who has 2 hits. But the Grizzlies, the second best record in minor league baseball during the second half, trailing the Hickory Crawdads, the high A of the Texas Rangers, who are 10-0 in the second half. They have won 12 straight games, tying their franchise record. We'll check on the Crawdads score here in a bit. Postgame show right around the corner. Here's the pitch to Suarez. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Zach Agnos. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. The throw to second. And that will do it. Your Fresno Grizzlies and comeback win. Fresno's won 5 in a row. 10-1 in the second half. They have won 13 of their past 15, 23 of their past 28, a comeback win tonight. Your Grizzlies, 10 runs over their final two innings. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thurlgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thurlgood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies come from behind. They scored 10 runs over their final two innings. They defeat San Jose 12-8 tonight. Your Grizzlies improve to 46-31 on the year, 10-1 here in the second half. The Grizzlies improved to 13-2 over their last 15 games, 23-5 over their last 28. Your Grizzlies continue to win. They've now won five in a row. They've taken four straight over their division foe in San Jose, who dropped to 43-34, 3-8 here in the second half. Final lines, Fresno, 12 runs on 17 hits, 3 errors. They left 8 on. San Jose, 8 runs on 13 hits, 3 errors. They left 11 on base. The winning pitcher is Austin Becker. He's 2-1. The loss to Tyler Vogel, he is now 4-5, no save. Time of the game, 3 hours on the dot, so the Grizzlies improves to 16-3 when the game lasts longer than 2 hours and 40 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 2,187, they saw the biggest comeback win of the 2023 Grizzlies season, a 6-run deficit for Fresno. They scored in the first, they scored in the second, but Fresno trailed 8-2 heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, where they scored 3 runs thanks to a couple RBI doubles and an RBI single. And then they scored 7 in the eighth inning, bringing 11 batters to the dish. A big two RBI single for Dion Jorge. He also scored the tying run on a wild pitch that barely got away from the catcher in Morgan. And then the big RBI single for Perez, an RBI double for Bugarin, a two RBI double for Skylar Messenger in that frame. The Grizzlies did everything right tonight. Let's go through the final lines. Let's start with the Fresno Grizzlies. Dion Jorge tonight, 3 for 5, 2 RBI, 2 runs. He was fantastic. Fresno, doubles-wise, they had 5-6 doubles tonight. 6 doubles of their 17 hits. They had no homers, but 6 doubles of 17 hits. Jorge had 3 hits. Brian Bencourt had 2 hits. Jamari Baylor had 3 hits. Andy Perez, 2 hits. Skylar Messenger, another 3-hit game. And Parker Kelly, 2 hits at the bottom of the lineup. Multi-RBI games for Dion Jorge, Jamari Baylor, Andy Perez, and Skylar Messenger, both 2 RBIs apiece. And then Jorge, Baylor, and Parker Kelly scoring 2 runs apiece as well for the Grizzlies. Jesus Bugarin extends his hit streak to 11 games in the process as well. Fresno continues to just hit the baseball over this 28-game span. Fresno's really put together something special. And if you have not come out to a game this season, you are missing out. I can tell you that right now. This team, there's just something that's happened, a spark that's happened, and Steve Solis' squad right now is pretty tough to beat. All 12 runs tonight, scoring with 2 outs. Fresno scored 12 2-out runs tonight. On the other side for San Jose, 2 hits apiece for Alexander Suarez. Also for Anthony Rodriguez and P.J. Hilson. And then Turner Hill at the bottom of the lineup had 4 hits. Multi-RBI game for P.J. Hilson. He had 2 RBI. There were 4 doubles for San Jose, so 10 combined doubles tonight. Both Hill and Rodriguez scored 2 runs apiece. But it was the bullpen for San Jose that could not hold on to the lead. And Esmerling Vinicio, Tyler Vogel, and Julio Rodriguez, despite a good start from Manuel Mercedes. On the other side for Fresno, we said it. Braxton Hyde, despite 2 runs allowed in 2 1/3, he threw 2 1/3 innings where Fresno was able to save some arms in the bullpen. And then Austin Becker and Zach Agnos rounding out the 8th and 9th innings. Becker struck out 2 batters in his 8th inning. So the Grizzlies hold on to win tonight. They have now won 10 of their last 11 to start the second half. These Grizzlies team, 46-31, the best record in the California League standings overall, not even in the North Division, standings overall. Fresno, a comeback clause win tonight. They have now won 5 straight games. They are 10-1 here in the second half. Tomorrow night, the Grizzlies and the Giants back at it for Game 3 of 6 here at Chukchansey Park. July 6th, 6:50 p.m. first pitch. It'll be a pair of left-handers. San Jose gives the ball to Nomar Medina, a 3-4 record, a 6.02 ERA. He'll be countered by Fresno left-hander Michael Persecki, a 5-5 record, a 4.01 ERA. It's a Tioga Thursday and Fresno Olympics tomorrow, so come down to the ballpark and have a great night here at Chukchansey Park. Come watch your Fresno Grizzlies. Come watch your in-game entertainment. Come see a beautiful ballpark. It's going to be nicer weather, too, especially later on in the contest where you'll watch your Fresno Grizzlies hopefully win another game against their division foe, the San Jose Giants. That will wrap it up tonight. The Grizzlies, 12-8 victorious over the San Jose Giants. A comeback clause victory. They scored 10 runs over their final 2 innings. The Grizzlies have now scored... This year, they have scored 174 runs of their 454 in innings 7 through 9. As 7-run 8th inning, Fresno comes back to win tonight over the Giants. That will wrap it up. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night. We'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Concert series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chukchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.